Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Extend the soon-to-expire Iran war ceasefire. President Trump says he's on board if a permanent peace accord with Iran is close at hand.
Maybe it'll happen before that. I'm not sure it needs to be extended. Just so you know, Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them.
The president says the Iran war has been going swimmingly and should wrap up pretty soon. Another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks may be taking place this coming weekend. Israel and Hezbollah have agreed to a 10-day truce in Lebanon. From Beirut, the BBC's Hugo Bashega.
Hezbollah is indicating that it will abide by the ceasefire. Obviously, its supporters have been suffering because of this war. But at the end of the day, Hezbollah is keeping its weapons. Invading Israeli troops remain inside Lebanese territory, and Israel, according to the deal, may even continue to attack Lebanon. So this gives you an idea of how difficult the situation is. The Lebanese are exhausted, desperate for some respite, but this may be a pause and not the end of the conflict here.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but when it comes to a presidential visit, that's definitely not the case.
Every single American at every income level is more money in their pockets this week because of the Republican tax policies. And we got to win the midterms. If we don't, these policies are going to be taken away from you. The taxes are going to go through the roof.
President Trump crowing about GOP tax policy, including no tax on tips, during yesterday's stop in Las Vegas. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons stepping down. He'll leave the agency at the end of next month. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open later on. The Dow futures up 173 points. NASDAQ futures better by 37 points. More on these stories. Town Hall.
Advantage Gold, America's number one precious metals company, is sounding the alarm that a storm is coming and that now is the time to diversify your portfolio before it's too late. That's why we're offering an emergency gold and silver protection kit valued at $49, absolutely free for anyone who calls today at 800-900-8000. This kit includes critical information for investors with a retirement account seeking to own physical gold and silver but want to do it tax and penalty free. Advantage Gold has helped investors protect and secure their wealth with physical gold and silver since 2014. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 and we'll rush your emergency gold and silver kit plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. See how gold and silver can help you protect and secure your wealth with the help of Advantage Gold. Results vary. Consult your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We had a wreck on the Bay Bridge eastbound right at 5:30, and at one point we had a pretty good sized backup towards Sandy Point. That has now cleared in the last 30 minutes, and right now two lanes are eastbound once again without any major problem. We're looking at what appears to be a minor wreck in the express lane in Harford County, northbound 95 at Mountain Road. It's against the wall, some flashing lights there, but room to get by, and the main line of the interstate is clear. Overnight, we had a fire call in Anne Arundel County, and equipment is still in the area at Route 175 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off mostly cloudy with a few showers, otherwise not quite as hot today with temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
66 degrees in White Marsh, 66 in Joppatown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore's 2025 State of Downtown Report shows progress in tourism, public safety, and economic development, but challenges still remain. According to the Downtown Partnerships Report, Baltimore welcomed 28.5 million visitors last year, generating $4.3 billion in spending, an increase of more than 7%. 7% over the previous year. Crime is down 14% year over year, with a 47% decline in homicides and a 32% drop in auto thefts. According to the report, challenges remain with hotel occupancy, which saw a 3% drop compared to 2024, and there were also declines in office and retail occupancies. An Anne Arundel County police officer is suspended without pay following allegations of an assault for an incident unrelated to his duties. 20-year police department veteran Lieutenant Matthew Plour is facing charges that include first and second degree assault and reckless endangerment for the alleged incident that happened Tuesday. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 210, the pick 4, 3799. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. In Cleveland last night, the Orioles almost got no-no'd.
The pitch. Ground ball. Base hit. Well, that ends the mystery.
Certainly does.
Matt Underwood and Rick Manning had the call on Bally Sports Network. Leody Taveras breaking up Parker Messick's no-hitter, leading off the ninth last night. The Birds would go on to score two after that and had the bases loaded with one out, but couldn't push across anymore. They fall 4-2 to the Guardians, their third loss in a row. After the game, the pitcher, Parker Messick, on what was going through his mind entering the ninth.
Same thing the whole game, just keep executing. I mean, it was a good game, and the one pitch, you know, stuck it through the hole, so you can't do nothing about that. It's a good one.
In the Orioles clubhouse afterwards, manager Albernez on Messick's performance.
He had all his pitches dialed in the strike zone. He did a great job of changing speeds and all counts. Weak contact. I mean, we didn't, like, Wardy squared up a ball to center field. Aquani made a great catch. But yeah, he was on tonight. But
Birds now fall under 500 for the season at 9-10. Meanwhile, the Ravens hosted a big bash, pardon me, last night in front of 6,000 PSL holders at the Merriweather Post Pavilion, unveiling their new uniform for the upcoming season. There's four new iterations, minor tweaks, a new matte black helmet, which actually is cool. So now you can go down to the Ravens Flock store and plunk down $150 for Nike Next Flight game jersey, or better yet, $200 for the Nike Vapor Fuse Limited jersey, whatever that means, because that's what it's all about anyway, isn't it? Coming up in 30 minutes, something happened in baseball last night that's never happened before, and that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday free-for-all, April 17th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program in this hour, Mayor Scott wants to enlarge City Hall at your expense. Tulsi Gabbard breaks her silence on criminal referrals. We'll tell you who's in the jeopardy criminally. But our top story here today, the president, on a major news day yesterday, the president has stunned global leaders with the first announcement that Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a ceasefire, and that Lebanon is close to wanting to be a member of the Abraham Accords.
They're all agreeing. It's a very nice little package for about a week. And we're not going to have lots of bombs dropping. And we're going to see if we can make peace between Lebanon and Israel.
So it'll be a 10-day ceasefire for Lebanon and Israel. The first time those countries have sat down in 34 years. So Marco Rubio has been dispatched, the great Secretary of State, to get over there and see if he can facilitate that peace. Today, any peace deal with Lebanon is going to have to include the disarmament of the Party of God, otherwise known as Hezbollah. Just like we did with the Gaza deal with disarming Hamas. So once again, it is just historic. You know, it is historic what is happening in the Middle East, if it holds. I mean, there's a big if there. And then the president went on to announce, hey, we got a deal pending with Iran.
Considering extending the ceasefire with Iran.
With who?
With Iran.
We're doing very well, I can tell you. Maybe it'll happen before that. I'm not sure it needs to be extended. Just so you know, Iran wants to make a deal, and we're dealing very nicely with them. We've got to have no nuclear weapons. If we do, that's a big factor. And they're willing to do things today that they weren't willing to do 2 months ago.
And so what about the nukes? Because that's been the sticking point, that Iran wants to be able to enrich their uranium, and they want to hold on to what they got.
The big thing we have to do is we have to make sure that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, because if they do, you want to talk about problems, you'd have problems. So very important is that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon, and they've agreed to that. Iran's agreed to that, and they've agreed to it very powerfully. They've agreed to give us back the nuclear dust that's way underground because of the attack we made with the B-2 bombers. So we have a lot of agreement with Iran, and I think something's going to happen very positive.
So no nukes, and they've agreed to hand over the nuclear dust. That is the enough enriched uranium to make 10 or 11 dirty bombs, atomic bombs, or what have you. And the big question was, would the president himself personally travel to Islamabad, Pakistan, to lord over the deal?
The thing right now is to make sure Iran can never have a nuclear weapon.
Would you ever go to Pakistan to seal the deal yourself?
I would go to Pakistan, yeah. Pakistan has been great. They've been so good. Islamabad, I might go, yeah. If the deal is signed in Islamabad, I might go. The field marshal has been great. The prime minister has been really great in Pakistan. So I might go. They want me.
Now, there's a lot to still be done and agreed to, but if the president is able to pull this off, and I believe he will be able to pull this off, because let's face it, Iran's leaders do not want to die. They've seen what's happened to the previous leaders, so apparently the new crop of leaders don't want the 72 virgins. So they're happy right here on Mother Earth. So more on this coming up. It's just a stunning couple of deals announced yesterday, and once again, keep fingers crossed, but I tell you, if he's able to get Israel and Lebanon to the peace table, disarm Hezbollah, and get Iran to hand over its nukes, I got to tell you, that'll be one of the greatest moves of all time. Absolutely. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Looks like we're doing just fine. Both the tunnels, normally on Friday, not too bad. So we'll pray that it stays that way, just like it is right now, under 5 minutes, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Traffic northbound is doing okay. Yesterday, we had a big problem at the old Harbor Tunnel northbound, and we very seldom get a problem there. But that backup was there for about an hour and a half or so on the northbound side. Right now, we're clear. We're looking live at the Beltway as it's crossing Route 40 West. The lanes are open. Minor buildups just beginning there between I-70 and Frederick Road. JFX is in good shape. We went back and looked at an incident on 95 North near Route 24, Harford County. Not a big deal. No issues there at all. Overnight fire call. They're still there. Some equipment is on the scene in Anne Arundel County, Route 175 at Route 32. In the city, they're still working on the water main breaks. A heads up around Park Circle on Druid Park Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a mostly cloudy day today. Chance for a scattered shower. Highs will be in the low 80s. Not quite as warm as it's been the last couple of days, so keep that in mind. Overnight temperatures back into the cooler upper 50s a little bit later on this evening. Tomorrow, sunshine, low 80s, and then the rain comes on Sunday, at least a chance of rain anyway. Right now it's looking a little bit cooler than it was yesterday, 64 in Columbia. It is 65 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you. And today, the FAA is investigating some airline pilots who were caught meowing and barking
idiots
while on the radio with air traffic controllers.
Well, that makes one feel safe.
Yeah. Especially they were flying furry airlines.
Did they get a hairball?
He probably did. Evangelist Franklin Graham posted on X downplaying President Trump's controversial meme that some think made him look like Jesus. So Franklin says he's okay with all that. He said, after all, the left did try to nail him to the cross. Exactly. During prayer service, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth used an altered version of a Bible passage made famous by Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, and I will strike upon.
Right. Then he went on to claim he wasn't going to throw the new Ayatollah off a balcony for giving, problems there. Who knows? Pope did that too the other day. He started with "Blessed are the peacemakers," and I think the rest of the verse is "They are the children of God," if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And he went off and "Blessed are the peacemakers," and he went off on some tangent about warmongering and stuff. That was just bizarre. And we have a little update on the Pope coming up a little bit later on. Federal judges blocked the White House from any above-ground construction work on the new ballroom. So apparently the next big state dinner is going to be held in the basement.
We're sure it's got
to be held to prevent.
This is a bizarre story. A new book out about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. claims he once pulled over to the side of the road to cut the penis off of a dead raccoon in order to study it later.
Sorry. I'm not sorry.
When he got home, his wife said, "Are you happy to see me, or is that a raccoon?" Oh, never mind.
Why are you wearing
Rocky
that
raccoon?
What would? Why would you do that?
What? I don't know. There is no.
There's been
valid
a
reason.
Number of stories with him. Remember, they killed a bear and put it in his trunk,
right.
And then there was another one about something with a whale, part of a whale dong. That, not dung, but dung, that he took home and the kids were upset because it was starting to stink or something. I don't know. He's. So I. We,
sounds
we
like
just,
the Spalding house on the weekend.
Last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I thought he took a shower on Thursday.
Hey,
Sunday.
Okay. Xanax has been pulled off the store shelves by the FDA over dosage concerns. So the occurrence is with everybody's levels of anxiety going up, that it's not strong enough, apparently. A new study says that loneliness is linked to memory loss. It might be a difference when you can't remember who your friends are. Exactly. Hey, Brian Williams. Yeah, Brian Williams is back. NBC, the news anchor, announced a new podcast on Netflix. That is, if he's not completely making the whole thing up, which is
for real.
What he got in trouble with the last time. Hey, today is National Cheese Ball Day.
Yes!
All right, the snack that is not, let's put it this way. It kind of describes Chuck in one word. Cheese ball. So Cheese Ball Johnson. We'll honor National Cheese Ball Day today.
Orange
That's
fingers.
Why I do traffic on this show.
Exactly.
It's a cheese ball show.
That's right. Should you brush your teeth before drinking coffee in the morning? What do you say, Maggie?
I say no.
Chuck says, no, you should not.
I mean, on my schedule.
So you would drink your tea or coffee, then brush your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that
Maggie?
Would be more logical, but the way we work, I mean, you got, unless you bring your toothbrush to work. Which,
so you're brushed before?
Yeah, I mean, because of time constraints.
Kristen, are you a brush before or after? It doesn't really, not a big after. Okay, all right, so I brush first thing, after I shower, shave, brush.
Yep.
And then
yep.
I come in and drink my coffee.
Yep.
Dentists are now saying that you should brush before.
You might want to brush your teeth first.
Darling, not before coffee.
You forgot to brush your teeth.
Every morning before coffee.
Brush your teeth!
I mean, in the morning before coffee, too?
Go brush your teeth.
Brushing my teeth! I'm brushing my teeth!
You're on speaker now. I'm brushing my teeth.
When you wake up, they say your mouth, dentists say your mouth is filled with funk. A coffee would only compound the yuck, so better to brush first and then drink
Great.
Your
well,
coffee tea.
I think it also depends on what you're putting in your coffee. If you put a ton of crap and sugar and chocolate and whipped cream, right. that probably should not be in your mouth all day.
Yeah,
but if we're just drinking black or cream, right. that's not bad.
I drink my coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
No, you're a tea guy. I got to get a pet peeve off my chest here, and I don't know how you guys feel about this. And it's been bothering me for the longest time. So when you're in a supermarket, parking lot, or Walmart, whatever the case may be, the number of people now that are backing up into the parking spaces.
Forever.
It does take forever.
Right. And then they're holding like, everybody
exactly.
else.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wait, is it that hard? And it's always somebody in the biggest truck,
sure.
too. So they like take up.
And I've noticed it's a lot of younger drivers now. And is it something that
Maybe
they're teaching?
Hip. Maybe
in
it's
driver's
cool.
Ed,
I usually see boomers.
But it's just, if you go down, they go to the Rona, you see half the cars will be backed in, the other half will be front. I'm a front yeah. parker.
I back in here when I come in because it's just.
Oh, you're a backer upper.
No, just here.
Back in
because
first.
Because there's nobody around when we come
right,
in.
Right, she's not holding anybody up,
but I'm
though.
Not going to sit there and, you know,
no, I
line
that.
Up. But
so in a crowded parking lot, then, you wouldn't back in?
No.
Okay.
No,
people say the
rude.
Whole point is to save time. Gee, I'm glad they saved time. Well, they took 5 minutes to back into a spot holding everybody else up in a...
I asked a friend the other day who was a backer-upper, and the backer-upper said that they do it because it's easier when you pull out. You don't.
Well, sure.
You can't. If you don't have sensors, because a lot of cars have right. side sensors now, you know when somebody's coming. You got to inch. You got to inch out okay. slowly before you make sure it's safe. Which I kind of get
that.
We
all are able to do. I don't have sensors. Yeah. I don't have a fancy
right.
car.
Right.
Yeah, but you're still taking the same amount of time to yeah. back in the first place.
Or park
it's
far
all
away
the same
then.
Amount of time. Yeah, then park away.
I park
get
far
your
away.
Lazy butt and walk.
Yeah, I sat in the line yesterday for about a minute
Ridiculous.
And a half while somebody was, and obviously they didn't get it on the first try.
Right.
No,
so
they never do.
They had a straighten up, pull back in. It just was, crazy.
So annoying.
You're still going to take up time either way. So just park the damn car.
Exactly.
You really pack the car.
Yeah, pack the car.
Pack the car.
Parallel across the lines, take up three spots.
Yeah.
That's what's like. You would do that with your vet. I know that for a fact.
Oh, no. I used to park all the way at the end of the lot.
That's right. Walk. Otherwise, you get keyed.
I'm not getting dinged up.
All right, got to run here. I want to tell you about our fantastic experience at Town Appliance Owings Mills. You will too. Mayor and Mayor just saw Mayor yesterday. One of the mayors, the big mayor. You got big mayor, little mayor. That's how I differentiate them. They helped me with the new kitchen appliance. They actually made the process fun, no stress, no hard sell. And they got great high-end brands like Bosch. And the best part, you get appliances that make everyone in the house happy, no high-pressure sales, just expert knowledge and getting exactly what fits your needs and your budget. So check them out. Spring Black Friday shopping event going on right now. They also offer flexible financing options to make it even easier. For hours and more information, go to townappliance.com right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
If you own a business, you know how hard you work for every customer. At WCBM, we help local business owners get their message to the people who really count. Owners that are ready to act with radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can build a radio campaign that fits your business. Visit WCBM.com or call us at 410-586-6800 today to talk about growing your business.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
6:43, time for traffic and weather on the threes, Friday morning rush hour with Cheeseball Johnson.
That's nice. Sneak one in very quickly. The northbound tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is a little bit slow. Looks like the left-hand lane is slowing, so maybe broken down vehicle on the northbound side in the right lane of the right tube. Just spotted that. Southbound traffic is still running okay. There was a vehicle fire overnight in Anne Arundel County. The equipment now has left the scene from Route 175 at Route 32. They're going up the interstate into Harford County. Broken down vehicle. And there may be two at two different locations. I-95 northbound near Mountain Road
and then again at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, chance of scattered showers today, highs in the low 80s right now. 64, Ellicott City, 64, cloudy in Pikesville. We're talking what could be one of the most historic and significant peace deals, and two of them in history. One, of course, is the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, which is going to be for 10 days, which we already have Gaza. And Gaza is going to be rebuilt, and Hamas, so far, has been behaving itself. Maybe they saw the writing on the wall. Maybe the Hezbollahs see the writing on the wall, because they're about ready. And Israel and Lebanon, looks like they got a ceasefire, and long way to go before there's a peace deal. But if Lebanon joins the Abraham Accords, then you basically really only have, I think Saudi Arabia would fall next. And Iran was the only thing, and by the way, Saudi Arabia, they want the president to back off because they're afraid of retaliation from Iran down the road. But I don't know what Iran's going to retaliate with. They've been pretty much decimated. And then, of course, the big deal with the first president in my lifetime to strike out, because, you know, I was here. We were covering many, many moons ago the Iranian hostage crisis, which lasted 444 days. When they kicked the Shah out and they began the Islamic Republic of Iran and then began to declare death to America, death to Israel. 47 years, seven presidents, none of them. All agreed that Democrat, Republican, something should be done about Iran. Nobody would lift a finger. President Trump has done that. And, of course, it's been an absolute military success so far. Keep your fingers crossed. Unfortunately, we've lost 13 souls in this military campaign. We always need to remember that. But then, of course, the media is rooting for Iran. It really ticks me off that the Enemedia, and that's the corporate state-run drive-by media, Rush used to call them, they don't want to see any Trump success at all. We'll tell you a little bit later on in our Loser of the Week, we'll play you Thomas Friedman, what he had to say about this. So the media was reporting that Iran wanted a five-year moratorium on the enrichment of uranium, and the United States was okay with a 20-year ban on enriching uranium. President Trump blew that one out of the water yesterday.
A 20-year minimum to stop enriching uranium?
We haven't agreed to any. We haven't agreed to any.
Would that be acceptable to you, sir? That's the final sticking point?
What we have is we have a statement, very powerful statement, that they will not have beyond 20 years. That they will not have nuclear weapons. That's beyond. There's no 20-year limit.
Yeah, so, again, here's what you can't believe. You can't believe anything that Iran says publicly because of they lie, the propaganda. They have to save face in the Arab world. So they'll talk tough. Meanwhile, they'll sign a peace deal, hopefully, down the road. So I know Iran's already poo-pooing that there's no deal. We'll see. If President Trump loads up the plane and goes to Pakistan, there is a deal. If there'll be a second meeting, I think, with just the principals like Vance and Rubio, then we'll have to wait and see what happens. But you can bet your bottom dollar, if Trump goes, there will be a deal. Secondly, is the media. They're just amazing. I don't believe anything I read. And I don't care whether it's the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, or the Wall Street Journal, which is a Rupert Murdoch publication. I don't believe it until I hear from the president himself. Or if he puts it on Truth Social, or if he says it, then I believe it. I'm sorry. I'm just that skeptical that the Enemedia, that's the American media, they just root against him. And rooting against him means you're rooting against the country. And whether you agree with his politics or not, who wouldn't be for a deal? I mean, we all want peace. Nobody wants war, especially one of these endless foreign wars. And that's something that he's very sensitive to. And I think that, you know, the blockade has been amazing. It's been an amazing success so far, thanks to our military. So we'll get to that maybe a little later on in our MAGA update. So get your thoughts on that. What do you think about the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire and the pending deal with Iran? 410-922-6680. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty. And Vinny's got a number of programs that help sell your home. I think the biggest one that is the most successful is the database of these are buyers, ready, willing, and able. They've been pre-qualified. It's a proprietary database. that Vinny has built over 12,000 buyers. And so what happens is once you agree to asking price and time frame and you sign the contract, your home is guaranteed to sell. Why? Because that base, they see your home even before it hits the open market or in the MLS. And that's the reason why he has such great results in a matter of days. Your home will not languish on the market for weeks and months. I'll tell you that right now. We've had so many of our listeners attest to that. So call Vinny, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online, vinnystudio.com. Tell them I told you to call. It is 6:30. Let's get the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. This news brought to you by Audiology Associates. Anne Arundel County Police Chief Amal Wad has issued a statement regarding the assault allegations involving Lieutenant Matthew Plour. The chief calls the allegations concerning, adding that the police department holds its officers accountable to the highest levels of professional standards and conduct. The chief also says as the case progresses through the judicial system, the department will continue to cooperate with the Office of the State's Attorney. She says there will be an administrative investigation once the case has been adjudicated. City police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 5400 block of Reisterstown Road at around 3:30 p.m. And when they arrived, they found a 17-year-old with multiple gunshots to the leg. The victim was taken to the hospital and he's listed in stable condition. Police are trying to determine what led to the shooting and who's responsible for it. And Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klossmeyer submitted her $5 billion fiscal 2027 budget proposal. Klossmeyer says the spending plan maintains the county's strong financial footing and makes investments in public safety, education, infrastructure, and community services without raising taxes. She says the proposed budget puts Baltimore County on a strong fiscal foundation. The county council is scheduled to vote on the budget plan on May 21st. And Baltimore's 2025 State of Downtown report shows progress in tourism, public safety, and economic development, but challenges still remain. According to the Downtown Partnerships report, Baltimore welcomed 28.5 million visitors last year, generating $4.3 billion in spending, an increase of more than 7% over the previous year. And crime is down 14% year over year, with a 47% decline in homicides and a 32% drop in auto thefts. It's 6:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the right tube northbound Fort McHenry Tunnel back in business. They have the vehicle out of the tube northbound and off to the right side in the painted out area. So the backup, which was there, is gone, and we're doing okay now. The southbound traffic continues to flow without too much of a problem, both on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off mostly cloudy with a few showers, otherwise not quite as hot today with temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The return of Orioles manager Craig Albernaz to Cleveland last night was spoiled by the Guardians.
You don't have to run fast when you hit him like that. Go ball! Go!
Matt Pat Underwood had the call on the Bally Sports Network as Jose Ramirez clubs a two-run shot in the first off of Shane Baz, and then Parker Messick took over. 8 no-hit innings for the Cleveland left-hander until Leody Taveras opened the ninth.
The pitch. Ground ball. Base hit. Well, that ends the mystery.
Certainly does.
The Birds would play two runs after that, but Sam Basayo left them loaded, and Baltimore Falls 4-2 was the final. After the game, manager Albernez on his team's demeanor while the no-hitter was being spun.
No, the boys were into it the whole game. Like, they were fighting like it's the same. That's what I love about our group. Like, there's no quit. There's no rolling over. And
Shane Baz took the loss for Baltimore. Winless on the year in four starts. He didn't pitch badly last night, but his ERA does stand at 4.91. Other Orioles news, the team trading Chase McDermott to the Dodgers yesterday for another minor leaguer, Axel Perez. This time last year, McDermott was the Orioles' number one pitching prospect. He was the O's Jim Palmer Minor League Pitcher of the Year in 2023. Elsewhere in baseball, the Angels' Mike Trout did something yesterday that no one has ever done in Major League Baseball before.
There's a rocket! Mike Trout blasts off for the Bronx one more time!
Oh, look how far that went!
Wayne Randazzo and Mark Gubiza had the call on Bally Sports West. Trout's fifth home run of the series marks the first time that anyone has ever done that against the Yankees in New York. Angels roll 11-4, the final splitting the four-game set with the Yanks. A lot of talk in the sports media over the last week or so about how important this NFL draft is for the Ravens, but in particular for GM Eric DaCosta, whose armor has been nicked up a bit over the last couple of years, and in particular his ability to pull a rabbit out of his proverbial hat in the late rounds.
It's a challenge, certainly, percentage-wise, to hit on those guys, especially when you get into the fifth, sixth, and seventh round. The percentages really kind of plummet from the fourth round. Fourth round, you're okay. Fifth round, sixth round, seventh round, we see the percentages really kind of go down.
DaCosta and the Ravens pick 14th this coming Thursday night. It's the first round of the 2026 NFL Draft. The time now is 6:36. When we return, the Ravens aren't the only team with a new kit.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Last year sold out fast, and if you missed it, here is your chance. Join us for the second annual WCBM Pints and Politics, Thursday, April 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium. I'll be joined by Delegate Nino Mangione for a live fireside chat about the big issues in Washington and Annapolis. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Tickets are just $25 and include light hors d'oeuvres and your WCBM pint glass. Seating is limited, so get your tickets right now at WCBM.com, and we'll see you at Michael's Cafe.
You know, I was a little hard on the Ravens, maybe a little sarcastic in that 6 o'clock sportscast.
Never.
Yeah, me never, exactly. Talking about how, you know, it's all about buying, going out and buying new jerseys,
yeah,
right, and all that. $150 is a lot of money, and $200 is a lot of money. Having said that, okay, it's pretty cool, actually, I think what the Ravens did with their uniforms. The new helmet, the matte black helmet that they're going to wear, I guess,
right,
when they do the blackout, that's really cool. I like that a lot. But I was looking at the Redskins stuff,
right,
which I also like a lot.
Right.
So the Ravens aren't the only team with a new uniform. I really like the spear that the Redskins are using on the helmet now, even though the W, the logo, is still there.
That goes back to the old Redskins helmets of the mid-60s and early 70s, where they just had the spear on the side of the helmet,
exactly,
before the Indian head logo. But I do think, and they've also gone back, they've got rid of the other color scheme. They've gone back to the burgundy and gold.
Right, I like that.
And they even have the white on gold pants, and they do have that all alternate black, all black uniform. I just like the spear. When you look at the front of the helmet, it looks like it's coming right at you. So,
exactly.
They've gone back to the glossy helmet because they were wearing the matte helmets last. But it's all about money, and that's what. But I think for the Redskins, nobody was buying their stuff. I mean, it was not selling. Because nobody likes Commanders, okay? I mean, they're getting used to it, I suppose, but so they wanted to go back and capitalize on the past, and that's where the new burgundy and gold scheme is. Actually, it's an old one that they've brought back.
Whenever I think of the spear, I think of Sonny Jurgensen and Bobby Mitchell.
Yes.
You know, it just goes right back there.
Yeah, you're right about that. It was all, that was pre, and then the Lombardi helmet, too, which was, they just had the R on the side at one point, but... Yeah, no. Look, it's all good stuff, and you know, the Ravens. I think. Do you like the old Ravens logo, the winged one,
no,
or the new?
I like the bird.
Yeah, the bird.
Yeah, I didn't like the
old winged
one.
Bee.
The old one looked, I don't know, like
from the 1940s or something. Yeah, I have never. No idea.
Well, you would know. You were around then.
I was.
Yeah, exactly.
Not.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock in a no-holds-barred interview with News Nation's Katie Pavlich. The director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, just blew the lid off the 2019 Ukraine impeachment hoax, proving once and for all that the exact same treasonous tactics that the Obama, Biden, Clinton cabal used in the Russia collusion scam were recycled to try to overthrow the will of the American people. She recently declassified a top-secret document related to Trump's first impeachment that the then-House Intel Chairman Shifty Schiff locked away in a skiff for years. And now John Ratcliffe knew it was there. I don't know why he didn't act on it, but Tulsi Gabbard is proving to be a menace to the deep state. And here she blew the doors wide open first on the actions of the whistleblower Eric Chermella.
The whistleblower, so-called whistleblower who came forward, presented no evidence and no first-hand knowledge. This is a person who had heard about a conversation that President Trump had with Zelensky, then went straight to Adam Schiff on the House Intelligence Committee. And this is where they came up with this false narrative. And this so-called whistleblower then went and filed a complaint with the Intelligence Community Inspector General. Mm-hmm. The other witness, so-called witness to this, is somebody who also had zero firsthand knowledge and presented zero evidence, someone who was also a co-author of the 2017 Russia hoax intelligence community assessment that President Obama had ordered be created in conjunction with John Brennan and James Clapper at the time. Again, no firsthand knowledge or evidence, and someone who said that even after reading the transcript, he didn't really see the issue there until the whistleblower had explained it to him.
So, the first attempted impeachment, which failed, was based on hearsay. Based entirely on hearsay. And the standard must be higher. In fact, this inspector general changed the rules in order to go after President Trump.
The inspector general himself, and this is really such a violation of public trust and the responsibility that we expect all of our inspectors generals to have, in that he didn't conduct a full investigation. He didn't even ask to see the transcript of the phone call between President Trump and Zelensky. And he admitted to Congress that he didn't have any first. He did not have any evidence that he was relying on. He had made a criminal referral to the Department of Justice based on this so-called whistleblower's complaint. Department of Justice came back and said, there's nothing here. This inspector general then went to Congress anyway and presented to them. All of this coming down to the bottom line of which this was a partisan political attempt, once again, to undermine the will of the American people who elected Donald Trump as mm-hmm. president of the United States.
So the bottom line, according to the DNI, Gabbard, is that the intelligence community was working with the Democrats to conduct a soft coup on the sitting president of the United States.
The documents that we released really pointed to the fact that the 2019 impeachment occurred because there were members of the intelligence community working directly with House Democrats, specifically Adam Schiff, who's on the House Intelligence Committee at the time, concocting this narrative, weaponizing the whistleblower process, lying and abusing their power, all to create this manufactured basis that Nancy Pelosi then used to drive this impeachment against Donald Trump in 2019.
So criminal referrals have been made to Chermella, Atkinson, and I hope Schiff will be next. There are already criminal investigations into Brennan and Clapper. And the fact is that if I'm President Trump, I am now petitioning to have that impeachment expunged, completely expunged from the records and from history, because it was entirely 100% bogus. Great work on Tulsi Gabbard's part. 6:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Time for an update. Here's Cheeseball Johnson.
All right, 895 is now slowing around the Urban Avenue ramp, so we've gone back now to about the usual delay through there. No incidents. Everybody's going into the tunnel, but we're backed up, and it's going to take about 7 or 8 minutes from there through the tunnel on 895 South. No big backups on 95. We were a little slow a couple of minutes ago in the right tube southbound. That's corrected itself. We're going to be a little heavy southbound near the Keith Avenue ramp. That's before the toll plaza, but again, that's normal. This broken down vehicle that was in the right tube northbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, still there at the north end of the tunnel, but in the painted out area, and not a big deal. Beltway traffic still running okay. New minor accident from Baltimore County at Timonium Road at Pot Spring Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, chance of scattered showers. Highs are going to be in the low 80s today, and pretty nice for Saturday. Sunday is when we might see some rain come into the forecast. Right now, 62 in cloudy in Ocean City, 65 in Severn. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
This is just typical behavior.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
For Cheeseball. The Boardwalk Bundle is back at Jersey Mike's. Priced at $10.99, you get the regular Jersey Shore's favorite. You can get it as a sub, bowl, or wrap, bag of chips, and a 22-ounce fountain drink. Available at a Jersey Mike's near you. What's your favorite Boardwalk food when you're down Ocean City? Or is there one particular that stands out?
Thrashers.
Thrashers fries? With the vinegar?
I'm sorry, I'm boring.
Yeah,
oh, sorry, Mr. Whitaker. Yeah, that is good, but I'm sorry, there's something about Fisher's popcorn, right? And not the caramel corn. I just can't.
You are Fisher's popcorn,
just
girl.
Regular popcorn. Give me a big old tub of that, and I'm smacking all the way down to the end.
I love the Thrasher fries with the malt vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, also, because I'm an ice cream guy, frozen
Dumpsters?
Custard.
Oh, Coors.
Coors.
Dumpsters Dairyland.
There's something about Coors. It's just different than anything else.
It is. And just like the popcorn that you get at Fisher's is different. You could go get a microwave, you know, somewhere, a food stand anywhere else. But when it's on the Boardwalk, it's something
I think it's
different about it.
Coors uses egg custard, I think, in there.
And they're, frozen yogurt. They're,
oh, unbelievable. Popeye's introducing the new one-piece menu. So that's basically...
make it one piece?
No. I think they serve it in one piece. Who knows? And Nutella drops its first new flavor in over 60 years. You know, they used to have a hazelnut was their...
Yeah, it tastes just like chocolate.
Right. But now it's peanut. They just made their real peanut available nationwide, so it should be on a supermarket shelf near you.
Like peanut butter, I guess?
Yeah, sort of like a peanut butter, maybe with a hint of chocolate. Who knows? Wingstop's got a new... bringing back its hot box just in time for 4/20.
Excuse me.
They're loading it up with a fiery nacho flavor and everything that comes with it.
Oh, man.
Nothing like a fiery...
Back in the day, that would satisfy.
Fiery hot box.
Let me have a hot box.
Exactly.
Let's do hot box, man.
Chips Ahoy goes big with three limited edition cookie flavors. They have the new chocolatey churro and a right, white, and blue candy blast is one of them as well. So everybody, it's just pretty much the same flavors. But
what is a churro?
Yeah, it's like a Mexican dessert pastry.
Okay. It's something you can ride to work.
That's right.
Long ears.
So that's a burro.
Oh, I knew it was something.
I've ridden a burro to the Grand Canyon.
I have too.
My mom did that.
Yeah.
So it was the same one I got on. He said, "Do you know Sean Casey?"
Yeah. You know what? Same thing happened to me. I got on the burro and they said, get off, because I just had Chuck Whitaker for up and down the canyon.
He was a sway back after I got off.
He was a miniature at
that
point.
That's got to hurt. Isn't that uncomfortable?
He was four feet tall when I got off. He's a foot and a half.
Oh. A mule team. Is that what they call it? Or a burro is a burro. But I remember my mom would tell me about mule team or mule trains. You go down on a mule, you go down. When you go down the Grand Canyon. Oh, man. I did it again.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I just
had a panic attack.
Come on,
we need to flag that.
No.
Yes, we do.
Why do these things come out only?
That needs to.
I'm done.
Kristen has lost it.
Done.
She has now lost control as well.
I mean, I'm done.
All right,
just go home now.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
Taco Bell bringing back the triple double crunch wrap. These.
There's nothing you can say now. I gotta stop.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's a hot seat.
We just really should move along.
All right.
Thank you so much, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple.
Good day.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. all right, so that's serious business now, the attempted coup. People are going to have to pay. You're going to have to hold people accountable. And people want results. And maybe Todd Blanche is the one to give them the results. We'll see. Pam Bondi couldn't deliver. So maybe Todd Blanche will do it. If not, who knows? Why was President Trump meeting Governor DeSantis recently in Florida at a special luncheon? Who knows? We're speculating here, but some suggest it could be for the attorney general position. Yeah, we'll see. But anyway, from all appearances, the inspector general for the intelligence community, Michael Atkinson, was organizing this operation in advance. CIA analyst and whistleblower Eric Charmel. Remember, that's where he worked. He worked at the CIA. So you had a whistleblower inside the Central Intelligence Agency. That's why this is so important, because it involves the CIA. He provided the story. Then Shifty Schiff prepared to receive the complaint. And then this Mary McCord, her name keeps popping up everywhere, prepared to weaponize the complaint. And they collectively ran this operation to impeach a sitting president on an entirely fraudulent basis. The CIA tried to impeach President Trump. The aggregate intelligence community was there to assist. That's the executive level. At the legislative level, the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the House Judiciary Committee, headed by Pelosi, Schiff, and Nadler, were all prepared to organize the impeachment construct. Mary McCord was working on their staff. And from the judicial, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts would not let Eric Chermello's name be spoken at trial. Why is that? Why would Chief Justice Roberts protect the CIA spook whistleblower? You don't want to know why? Mary McCord's husband, Sheldon Snook. Yeah, that's his real name. Sheldon Snook was working for Justice Roberts at the time. So, you know, let's tie it all together. Connect the dots. This was a coordinated deep state impeachment effort across all three branches of government involving both parties, and the CIA tried to remove a president. Now we have to watch, basically, and depend on others to see if there's any going to be held any accountability. We'll hope and pray. Keep your fingers crossed. 651. Coming up next, Mayor Scott wants to enlarge the City Hall staff, but who's going to pay for it?
Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, April 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show.
Friday, The Unusual Suspects, The Great Mary Walter, Tony Kennett from The Daily Signal, noon to 3 on WCBM.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
I will work with agency heads. I will work with anybody if it means that they're going to advance the issues in, for the people of Maryland. And especially if it's going to help to address some of the issues that I think are being inspired by the policies of the Trump-Pence administration.
You're out of touch. I'm out of touch.
Marty writes in this morning via email that workplaces are requiring people to back in at the workplace. Safety plans require it in case of evacuation. So apparently Maggie is the queen of evacuation here at WCBM.
I know I evacuated when she said that. Two medic units are standing here by the door. I had to have oxygen. Honest to God.
Oh, okay, Chuck, what's happening?
Well, let me see if I can decompose myself here. We have a new minor wreck in the city. West Side, North Avenue at Longwood Street. A couple of vehicles are involved. Just a reminder, at Park Circle, crews are still working on water main break at, I'm sorry, at Druid Park Drive at Park Circle. In case you're riding a mule up through the park this morning. Maybe hunting deer in the park. They've been doing that for a while, you know. 695 still looks good. Both the tunnels are backed up a little bit. 895 back to Erdman Avenue and 95 maybe now
some brake lights around the O'Donnell Street ramp. That's it for me. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm sorry. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy today. Chance for scattered showers. Highs in the low 80s. Temps tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow sunny. Highs in the low 80s. Maybe some rain on Sunday. And right now we're looking at 65 in Parkville. And it's 66 in downtown Baltimore. So Mayor BS is seeking to expand Baltimore City Hall's mayoral staff to a level that has never been seen before. It would make it larger than the governor's office. According to his preliminary budget proposal, he's proposing 16 new positions in the mayor's office, which would bring the total staff to 134. Now, back in the day when he first became mayor, there were 39 staffers working in the mayor's office. And then in 2025, they increased that to 105. Last year, the number rose to 118. This year, they're proposing it to be 134. Councilman Yitzi Schleifer saying this is spending, spending, and even more spending.
We're seeing record spending in areas in the city and agencies within the city that we're not getting a return on investment.
Yeah. And again, the big question here is where are all these people going to come from?
We have so many agencies that are strapped, that need extra help, need extra staffing, need new equipment, and instead that money is going towards their administration for record-level staffing. I'm not even sure how they can fit 134 people in those offices.
And it just seems to me this is not just the mayor, but it's true of the governor who came in with a deficit and added all these, what was it, 15,000, if I'm not mistaken, state employees and grew the size of government. That's why we needed $4 billion more in the budget this year. We see it at the federal level. Only President Trump came in and cut federal employees. Nobody else has done that except for President Trump because he's a businessman. He understands budgets. But, you know, this is, Schleifer makes the point that people go into government now, not to serve, but to get rich.
Government is not a place where you should be getting rich. And what we're seeing is that people are getting these positions who are not qualified for these positions, and they're getting record funding and record salaries for those positions, and the taxpayers are paying for it.
Yeah, the taxpayers are paying for it. And here, if you had, and I don't even know what the bottom line is here, I think the figure is about $4 million. All right, that is what they're asking for in the additional budget, and that $4 million could be used for other needs for reduced property taxes, or maybe because we just got a report that city firefighters aren't getting what they need to combat fires and protect themselves. That $4 million would go a long way for firefighters, or even if one return it to the taxpayers, says Schleifer.
Maybe the mayor's office doesn't need another, $4 million. Maybe the mayor's office budget should not have doubled since this administration took office. Maybe that money should go to reducing property taxes, and that's really what it should be doing.
Yeah, and the former mayor, Jack Young, he was interviewed by Fox 45. He says that, this size, this type of staff is just really not necessary.
I would love to have had them, but what are we going to have them doing? What could your job responsibility be? I didn't need that little staff. I didn't need a special advisor for my office. I mean, what do I need a special advisor for when I got department heads?
The mayor's office, however, is defending the budget request, pointing out that 8 of the 16 new positions are funded by private contributions, not tax dollars. Gee, how does that work? Who are they accountable to? To the private sector or to the mayor? In a statement, a spokesman for the mayor's office writes, "Each of these positions play a significant role in Mayor Scott's work to improve the quality of life for Baltimore residents. Baltimore's mayor, the mayor's office is leveraging those roles to improve services, respond to complex challenges like addiction, vacant housing, police recruitment and retention, and deliver real results for the residents." Well, let's go down the list here, the laundry list that they provided. Again, have they made a difference in services? Is the trash being collected on a timely basis? Are the trash in the alleys gone in Baltimore City? I don't think so. They couldn't even get rid of the big snow dump there in the shopping mall lot. Did you see that thing the other day? A massive dump of black ice I just can't believe that. Addiction, has the addiction problem gotten better in Baltimore City? I don't think so. Vacant housing, yeah, they've actually rehabbed a few of the houses, but there's a lot more to be done. Police recruitment and retention, that's a joke. Being able to recruit police and retain police. So, again, this is something that, and we just had, as I said, the report on the Linden Heights Avenue fire. That is just, I think, criminal neglect. So, but yeah, as long as I got a big staff, and it's almost like reminds me of the Safe Street stuff. You know, they have Life Bridge and Catholic Charities running the show there. You know, the mayor doesn't want to take any responsibility, or he just doesn't want people to know. And that is not in the name and the interest of public service. All right. Coming up next, BGE is questioning the Maryland Energy Bill effects to ratepayers. Stay with us at 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Making news this hour from Town Hall, I'm Rich Thomason. It is an historic turn of events. Israel and Lebanon are talking about peace, and President Trump has extended a White House invitation to the leaders of both countries.
After announcing a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon, the president invited the Israeli and Lebanese leaders to Washington for what he said would be their first meaningful talks since 1983.
Lebanon will be meeting with Israel, and they're probably going to do it at the White House.
Israel and Lebanon have technically been at war since Israel was established in 1948. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Iran war truce is holding, but President Trump says that if Iran does not agree to a deal with the U.S., fighting will resume. The president describes things as going swimmingly, saying that the war could end pretty soon. Their feet firmly back on the ground, the Artemis II astronauts are recounting their recent 10-day mission to the moon.
Commander Reid Weissman says the crew is still trying to decompress.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through.
He says on the ride back to Earth, the heat shield held up. Pilot Victor Glover enjoyed the release of parachutes before splashdown.
If you dove off a skydiver, a skyscraper backwards, that's what it felt like.
Astronaut Christina Cook says she's not a person who likes attention, but realized this trip around the moon produced a lot.
We've done this together. We took your hearts with us, and your hearts lifted our hearts.
NASA is already working on Artemis 3 for next year. I'm Ed Donahue.
Leaving for the private sector, acting ICE Director Todd Lyons. He'll resign at the end of next month. The White House describes Lyons as an American patriot who made our country safer. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures suggest a higher open later on. The Dow futures up 159 points. NASDAQ futures better by 35, and the S&P futures are up 14 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's all good through Annapolis right now, including I-97 southbound at Route 32. No delays there right now. We're good through the ramps at Ritchie Highway over to the Severn River Bridge, over towards I-97, three lanes westbound, two eastbound at the Bay Bridge, and no major problems there. A little heavier traffic on the Beltway now on the Parkville side through Green Spring and down the west side, but with the lanes open, there are delays, but everybody's moving southbound at both the harbor tunnels, but heavy traffic south on 895 and 95 through the Toll Plaza and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off mostly cloudy with a few showers. Otherwise, not quite as hot today with temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Bel Air, 63 in Owings Mills at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that the Department of Human Services continues to be in the spotlight following the release of more than 600 emails through a public records request, shedding light on the agency's response to the suicide of a child in the state's care that sparked a shift in the foster care system in Maryland. Kanaya Ward, age 16, was found dead in a Baltimore City Hotel on September 22, 2025. Her death was ruled a suicide from an overdose stemming from the active ingredient in Benadryl. Ward was supposed to be under adult supervision, and her death raised serious questions about the state's foster care system and oversight. And a Baltimore man was the victim of a home invasion, and now federal authorities have joined the search for one of the suspects, whom investigators have identified as the victim's granddaughter. Kaisha Pierce, 25, of Baltimore, is wanted on nearly two dozen criminal counts, including home invasion, conspiracy to commit home invasion, assault, burglary, theft, and weapons charges. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 210, the pick 4, 3799. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. In spring training, many thought Guardians pitcher Parker Messick would start the year in AAA. But last night, the left-hander nearly ended the longest no-hitter drought for any team in Major League Baseball.
First pitch in the ninth. Ground ball right side. Base hit. No-hitter. No more.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. The streak is alive, courtesy of Leody Taveras. 16,409 days and counting since the Indians' Len Barker threw a perfect game at the Blue Jays. The O's lose to the Guardians, however, last night. 4-2 was the final, dropping their third game in a row. As the NHL gets set for the Stanley Cup playoffs beginning tomorrow afternoon, speculation running rampant about the status of Alex Ovechkin. Will the Grade 8 call it quits? Ovi telling the media Wednesday night.
I'm pretty sure it's not my last game. I hope it's not my last game against Columbus. And
Ovi leaving the ice in Columbus to shouts of one more year, one more year. And then there's this crazy story. A former Alabama defensive lineman allegedly orchestrated an impersonation scheme of multiple NFL players to defraud lenders out of $20 million in loans. Luther Davis, a member of Alabama's national championship team back in 2010, was using disguises to dress up as NFL players during loan closings, impersonating, among others, Falcons quarterback Michael Penix and Browns tight end David Njoku. The players were unaware of the alleged scheme. Coming up in 30 minutes, Connor McDavid has done it again. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Email us am680 at WCVM.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, Ana Paulina Luna, the congresswoman from Florida, says that another shoe is going to drop on a member of Congress with disturbing allegations about sexual wrongdoing. And she names names. Supreme Court decision is on the Voting Rights Act in, but it hasn't been announced yet. Why not? Justice Thomas, a brilliant speech on, he just blisters, progressive ideology. We have a clip of that for you as well. The BG is our top story, questioning the Utility Relief Act. That's a Maryland energy bill that just passed and awaiting the governor's signature. And what effect it's going to have on ratepayers. It's you and me. And as we all know, this was a desperate CYA attempt, a Hail Mary pass on the part of the Democrats who caused this energy crisis. Okay? It's not President Trump, not his administration, although they love to blame him. That is something that, when you look at it, this is the $150 a year. It's about $12.50 a month. That will get lost in the hundreds of dollars in increases in our electric and gas bills based on what the Democrats have done with their green raw deal here in the state of Maryland. So they're going to make changes to the Empower program. They won't eliminate it, but they'll make changes how utilities can recover costs from customers, how the state's going to manage the data centers, and it also includes $100 million from the Strategic Energy Investment Fund, which is already funded by us, the taxpayers, to establish an annual bidding process for local clean energy projects. Clean, meaning wind, of course, solar, etc. Not fossil fuel generated, not coal-fired power plants, not natural gas, and certainly not nuclear. We'll see. But here's what the governor had to say after the bill had passed.
What is indisputable is that the projects that are ready to go right now, the ones that would bring costs down the fastest, are also the ones that are under direct attack from the Trump-Vance administration.
You know, what he's talking about is the windmills offshore. I don't know how that's going to bring the cost down. You cannot power the state of Maryland on wind and solar. It is a physical impossibility. And he knows it. Here's a Montgomery, People's Republic of Montgomery County Delegate Mark Corman.
No one can sit here today and tell us how much our ratepayers are going to save from having more generation in the state of Maryland as this bill will bring about. No one can sit here today and tell us how much ratepayer savings this bill will bring, even though it will, from changes to the large load tariff and many, many other provisions.
They didn't do anything that's going to bring new energy and new generation back to the state.
Bingo, that's Minority Leader Senator Steve Hershey. So, again, we're still going to be importing energy from Pennsylvania as long as they'll be able to do it. Who knows? What happens when they can no longer send us energy and they need it for their own state? What happens then? It's called rolling blackouts. I think as an end result of this bill, things are going to get worse, not better. That is my prediction. I hope I am wrong, because that means we're going to be starving for energy. We're going to be paying out the wazoo for energy. And this is Brittany Jones. She's in charge of governmental affairs for BGE, saying that generation remains the problem.
Any generation is good generation, and Maryland needs it desperately. We need dispatchable generation, which is more your nuclear, your natural gas generation, so that during the winter peak periods, we have access to the power that Marylanders need, and we're not just dependent on the wind or the sun in those type of instances with renewable sources.
Now, there's an energy expert or representing an energy expertise. I'm sorry, I'm going to believe her over Governor Moore and the rest of these sniveling Democrats when it comes to energy. All right, we'll hear more from BGE and hear from the Minority Leader in the House, Jason Buckle, coming up in just a second. But get your thoughts on whether or not you think, as a result of the Utility Relief Act, do you think things are going to get better, stay the same, or get worse? My bet, my dollar, if I had to put it on Poly Markets or if any of these betting apps would take it, would be get worse. Put the big money on get worse. 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes. With the update now, here's Cheeseball Johnson.
The Outer Loop west side with a delay right around Liberty Road down through Frederick Road. Nothing out of the ordinary there. It's not backed up. The 795, the Interloop at Green Spring is good. The Parkville side, not too bad. Some breaks in the traffic there between Hartford Road and Providence Road. So we're running okay for the most part on the Beltway. JFX is fine. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. All the interstates coming inbound to the Beltway right now are clear. The city police had a wreck about 25 minutes ago. North Avenue at Longwood Street over on the west side. They're still working on the water main break at Druid Park Drive near Park Circle. So, again, keep an eye out for that. Had some barricades there and a local detour the last couple of days through that area. Right now, we're not too bad. I would say maybe a little more than five-minute delays. So that's good. Southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wow, our listeners are just amazing. The text that I'm getting this morning is just incredible on the Robert F. Kennedy story and much, much more. We'll share those with you in just a moment. Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, chance for scattered showers today. Highs in the low 80s. Right now, 63 in Stevensville, 65 in Glen Burnie. Time for the Mega Movement Update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Right, last hour, we told you all about it. President Trump announcing a ceasefire, 10-day ceasefire with Israel and Lebanon. Two countries have not sat down to talk peace in 34 years. This might be, if they can disarm Hezbollah and come to an agreement, Lebanon might want to join the Abraham Accords, which would be monumental. And then the president announced a deal with Iran. Pending deal, that is. It would include them giving up their enriched uranium, the nuclear dust, as he calls it, and no nukes, ever. That's because they are watching as they commit economic suicide, because the blockade, as enforced by the United States military and Navy, has been outstanding.
The blockade is amazing. It's holding up very strong, very powerfully, and I think we're making a lot of progress in that.
President also went to Vegas yesterday on to celebrate the tax day, the One Big Beautiful Bill, including the no tax on tips.
Bartenders, bellmen, barbers, caddies. So I love those caddies. They're very good if you have the right cat. And valets receive the biggest tax refunds of their entire lives, and you see it. And I just want to say you're welcome. You're welcome.
And he said, how many Americans are right now taking advantage of the provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill?
These brand new cuts and deductions in the Republican bill have been claimed by nearly half of all tax filers. So wow. In one form or another, more than 50% have taken advantage of the things that we put into the bill.
That's just amazing. And that's because half the country doesn't even pay taxes. I mean, we had that statistic the other day, remember? About 50% of the bottom earners do not pay any tax at all. So that's why only 50% of Americans, but the rest of the country, taking advantage of this. As to the Pope, the ongoing feud with Pope Leo, the president said, look, he's allowed to disagree, but he's got no real, he doesn't hold it against Pope Leo.
I have no disagreement with the fact the Pope can say what he wants. And I want him to say what he wants, but I can disagree. I think that Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they do, the whole world would be at jeopardy. The Middle East will be blown up, and the whole world will be at jeopardy.
The other thing that came up yesterday at the Roper press conference with Fox News is Peter Doocy, and there have been an ongoing number of scientists that have been killed or have gone missing or have met early demises, and that question came up yesterday at the press conference.
10 missing scientists with access to classified stuff, nuclear material, aerospace. They've all gone missing or turned up dead in the last couple months. Based on what you've been briefed, what do you think is happening here, and do you think that this is connected or totally random?
Well, I hope it's random, but we're going to know in the next week and a half. I just left the meeting on that subject, so pretty serious stuff, but we're going to be nuts. Hopefully, I don't know, coincidence, if you whatever you want to call it, but some of them were very important people, and we're going to look at it over the next
Some of the missing scientists, Neil McCaslin, disappeared in February. He was at the Air Force Research Lab and NRO. senior roles in the Pentagon. And then we had another scientist disappear while hiking with a friend in Los Angeles. Has not been found. Stephen Garcia disappeared, was last seen at his home in Albuquerque, was captured on surveillance video carrying a handgun. Another scientist was shot and killed outside of his home in California. He was part of a major NASA research. Another scientist was shot in his home in Brookline, Massachusetts. He's was a forerunner in the field of plasma physics, working on technologies aimed at harnessing near-limitless clean energy. Frank Meiwald, engineer of NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, died under mysterious circumstances. Melissa Cassius disappeared in June of 2025. She was last seen walking along alone in New Mexico. Anthony Chavez reported missing. He was last seen at his home in Los Alamos, New Mexico. And Jason Thomas was missing back in 2025. He was found dead in March of this year. No foul play suspected. Manner of death has not been publicly disclosed. So, interesting questions. So, elsewhere, the president has broken his silence on the Eric Swalwell sexual assault allegations. He said, and I quote, "We'll see what happens. He's a sleazebag, always has been. He's a long-timer, and he's a bad guy. I don't know anything about the charges, but he is a bad guy. Always been a bad guy. He's a corrupt politician. Everyone knows it, so it's happening to him. We'll see what happens, right? Let him go defend himself," end of quote. The president also is not going to sit well with the Pope. Cut $11 million contract with Catholic Charities for migrant child shelters in Miami. The Catholic Church has been aiding and abetting child sex trafficking for the longest time, so the president. And I heard Secretary Rubio announce this earlier in the week. No more are we going to send money to NGOs, the non-governmental organizations. The money is going to go directly to the country in need, and they will distribute the money, not the NGOs that are skimming off the top, profiteering. So great move by Secretary Rubio and President Trump there. President Trump has nominated Erica Schwartz, former Deputy Surgeon General, to the head of the CDC. She was a Coast Guard officer, and so that is good news there. And a federal judge has limited the construction of President Trump's privately funded White House ballroom. President not happy about that. And his lawyer, John Eastman, was disbarred in California for challenging Democrat election fraud. So, again, we need that's why we need the SAVE Act. It'll be interesting to see what the Supreme Court decision is on the Voting Rights Act coming up here at the bottom of the hour. And that's how it went down 453 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
You know, at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, I've known Michael, well, close to 40 years now. It's all about how long he's been in practice. And years ago, I remember when he started with a lawyer show, it was on every Sunday morning. He would dispense his legal advice pro bono to our listeners. And then, of course, it was shortly after when the Ravens came to town. That's when he wanted Sundays to go to the football game and so on and so forth. But still does an amazing job at helping people out with legal advice. And his firm, and now, of course, Stephen, his son is in the firm, and his daughter-in-law, Rachel Alpert Friedman, all there. Marcia runs the whole show. She's the big boss at the firm. But all the attorneys, associate attorneys, the legal secretaries, the paralegals, they even have an ex-insurance employee working at the firm who knows the ins and outs of the insurance companies. They're there to make sure that if you're involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you get the best legal representation possible. And they deliver it, and they have been. They've been cited as one of the top 10 personal injury law firms in Maryland the last 10 years or so. So they specialize in automobile accidents, personal injury, and it's something that if you have had the occasion of that unfortunate incident, call Michael, 410-363-6848, or go online, maflaw.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:23, traffic and weather on the threes, and the update on Friday morning rush hour with none other than Cheeseballer himself.
Yeah.
you're going south to Montgomery County through White Oak, there's a wreck now southbound Route 29 at New Hampshire Avenue. According to the data, it looks like there's a pretty good backup there. So that's the traffic not too far north of the Capitol Beltway on that section of 29. So may have to divert onto New Hampshire Avenue and then go to the Capitol Beltway from there. 695 still in good shape. I've not seen anything major at the Harbor Tunnel so far. The Bay Bridge area looks good. There's a wreck over around the outlets in Queenstown, and they're saying it's eastbound between Delroads Avenue and Y Mills Road. It's reported as minor, not a big deal, but if you're going from the split on 50 eastbound after 301, you may have a trooper in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. A mostly cloudy chance of scattered showers. Low 80s for the high today. Maybe till Sunday. That's when the first threat of rain will come back. 65 and cloudy in Middle River. 66 in Millersville. And we're talking about the Utility Relief Act. That's the energy bill that was a last-ditch, desperate effort by the Democrats, the CYA. And your predictions, whether you think things are going to get better, stay the same, or get worse. I'm going to say they're going to get worse, both in the fact of available energy and in how much it's going to cost us as ratepayers. Because every time politicians stick their nose where it don't belong, they usually screw things up. And the Maryland Democrats, I think, are going to screw the pooch here. Bridget Jones, she is with BGEC. She says what we need desperately here in the state is more energy supply.
That is where customers are experiencing the most hardship. We saw the supply rates increase more than 800% in just a year. The only way that's going to come down is if we increase generation, not just in Maryland, but also in PJM.
House Minority Leader Jason Buckle agrees that without the new generation, we're just whistling past the graveyard.
Everyone who's taking an honest look at this, regardless of your political orientation, knows that we don't produce enough energy in our region and certainly in our state to keep up with our energy demand needs. There's nothing this bill is going to do to increase nuclear coming or expanding here. There's nothing it's going to do to incentivize natural gas to come here. We're going to continue to fall farther and farther behind our regional competitors.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. We'll fall behind. We're going to need more energy. And then when other people have their own energy crisis, like Pennsylvania, when they're going to save it for themselves, I can't blame them. It would be suicide, political suicide for Josh Shapiro or anybody else in Pennsylvania we're going to keep sending our energy to Maryland when Pennsylvanians desperately need it. So we cannot depend on Pennsylvania. Yet 40% of energy comes from Pennsylvania, and nothing they have put in this bill is going to change that. They're still operating under this cloud, pardon the pun, of confusion over clean energy, wind and solar and what have you. Folks, it's just not enough. And we need fossil fuels. I mean, we're going to probably need fossil fuel for the foreseeable future, since we're having all these scientists killed off that have all this the answers maybe to clean, limitless energy. And there are some who believe that that's being done on intentionally. Don't know. But BGE Pepco and Delmarva Power put out a statement about the Utility Relief Act, saying it is important to ensure that well-intended policies do not create unintended consequences for customers over the long term. Policies that limit how utilities plan, invest, and recover costs can make it more challenging to maintain the safe, reliable energy system that customers depend on every day, and may ultimately increase costs or delay critical infrastructure investments. So, again, I know that they like to blame PJM, who just manages the grid. They don't supply the energy. They just manage who gets it. All right? And that's what the problem is. We need more energy generation. That is the end result. A lot of folks weighing in here this morning on, August said, wouldn't be the first time I've heard about deaths like this, Sean. Anytime somebody tries to come up with a solution that'll stop all of us from having to use the big energy companies, they all get whacked. Don't get in the way of the double corporations, baby. Michelle from Westminster, everyone in D.C. knew the impeachment was bogus, just as they knew how awful Swalwell is. The impeachment could not have happened without willing participant Republicans as well. Yeah, we pointed out Chief Justice Roberts was one of them. As to the backing up, We have a FedEx driver, Robert. He says, I drive a truck for FedEx. We're trained to avoid backing when possible, but it's safer to back in and pull out than it is to pull in and back out. I don't know the exact percentage, but it's something like 70% of all FedEx vehicle accidents are coming from backing up. That's why they're told not to do that if at all possible. That's why you have those beeps that go off when the trucks back up to warn others they're backing up. So a lot of folks weighing in here this morning on that. And then there was another interesting, this is also from August. Remember we did the Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Apparently he stopped by the roadside and removed the
Rocky Raccoon's
genitalia. He says a lot of moonshiners use the coon pecker bone to place at the end of their still so that the liquor drips out evenly. Without going backwards. So I knew there was you wanted to know that, Maggie. That's why I wanted to share that with you right before you came in to deliver.
I've been waiting all
to
morning for
the
that,
news.
And I want to thank you.
Along with the raccoon and the mule, it's been an interesting morning for you.
It's like a twisted Dr. Doolittle. This is terrible.
Yes, it is. All right. It is 7:30. Coming up next, Supreme Court decision on the Voting Rights Act is in, but why haven't we heard about it as of yet? Now with the latest on news headlines, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. An officer from the Anne Arundel County Police Department has been suspended without pay following allegations of assault, officials announced Thursday. The department was notified of the incident on April 14th, which led to a criminal investigation into Lieutenant Matthew Plour, a 20-year veteran assigned to the Bureau of Administration. On April 16th, Lieutenant Plour was charged with first-degree assault, second-degree assault, and reckless endangerment. Officials confirmed that he has been suspended without pay while the investigation is ongoing. And Fox 45 reports that Mayor Brandon Scott is seeking to expand Baltimore City Hall's mayoral staff to a level that would make it larger than the governor's office. According to his preliminary budget proposal, Scott is proposing 16 new positions for the mayor's office, which would bring the total staff to 134. And a Harford County 911 dispatcher was sentenced to 45 days in prison on Thursday for driving while under the influence of alcohol, as well as fleeing and eluding by failing to stop for deputies last year, according to the state's attorney's office. Nadine Smith, 42, of Reisterstown, entered a plea agreement on January 21st. And after passing in the legislature, the Utility Relief Act is waiting on Governor Moore's signature. While the bill is set to save Marylanders on average at least $150. State Republicans and officials with BGE say there's still more that needs to be done to address energy supply concerns. And WMAR reports that a knife-wielding man was shot by a trooper after he moved towards her in Queen Anne's County Thursday afternoon, according to state police. Also, one person was hospitalized after suffering from a self-inflicted gunshot wound on Towson University's campus Thursday night, according to the university. Also, one person has been arrested in connection with that shooting, according to a post from the university on X. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at maybe just a little bit more than 5 minutes southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Not bad at all. And then 95 Russell Street, 395, the big junction there at Camden Yards, are doing okay. There is some slowing on the Beltway on the outer loop between Hartford Road and Providence Road, the inner loop through Greenspring and over to the JFX. And the west side has a speed reduction. Nothing major. but we're slow. Liberty Road through I-70 and down through Route 40. Once we clear the ramps at Frederick Road, we're good to go. Watch for the accident if you're heading towards the Capitol Beltway in Montgomery County. The accident is in White Oak, southbound Route 29 at the intersection at New Hampshire Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off mostly cloudy with a few showers. Otherwise, not quite as hot today with temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds were staring history in the face last night. No hit through eight innings in Cleveland.
First pitch in the ninth. Ground ball right side. Base hit. No hitter. No more.
That's what I'm talking about.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald had the call on Masson. Leody Taveras breaking up Parker Messig's no-hitter in the ninth. Birds fall, though, 4-2 to the Guardians. It was their third loss in a row after the game. Manager Albernez on what he told his team before the ninth began.
There's 27 outs. There's no time limit. Like, you know, they're not going to have, they're probably going to get someone up behind them, maybe. But other than that, it's 27 outs and see what we can do.
Now, Birds one game under 500 on the season. Chris Bassitt will try to correct that tonight at 6:10 p.m. Elsewhere in baseball, if you think what Rico Garcia is doing is amazing, and it is, 30 batters faced this year, no hits allowed from the Orioles' bullpen, what about what Mason Miller is doing in San Diego?
And a full count now to Young with two outs in the ninth.
That is strike three, and that's the ball game.
Don Orsillo had the call on Padres TV. Mason Miller striking out the side on 14 pitches, extending his scoreless streak to 30 and two-thirds innings last night. It's the longest active streak in the majors. He's been unscored upon in his last 31 consecutive appearances. Dating back to August 5th of last year, the Padres roll 5-2 over the Mariners, San Diego's eighth win in a row. And a sidebar, Josh Hader and Ryan Pressly share the Major League Baseball record for most consecutive relief appearances without allowing a run, both holding a 40-game scoreless streak. Nice little Inside the Castle story from Eric DaCosta at the Ravens press conference the other day, talking about an internal competition among the Ravens scouting department.
We had a prize for the scouts that could sign undrafted free agents that would make the team. It was a cash prize. And we haven't done it in a long time. Coach Billick used to do it. And so that would make things pretty interesting after the draft. Because if you actually signed a player and he made the team, you'd get an envelope with some money. This is
DaCosta updating that by saying no more money for scouts today, but they do wear it as a badge of honor. And finally, the NHL closed out its regular season last night with Oilers superstar Connor McDavid notching four assists in Edmonton's 6-1 win over the Canucks. McDavid with 138 points on the year, winning his sixth Art Ross Trophy as the league's leading scorer, tying Mario Lemieux and Gordie Howe for second place, four behind the great one. The time now is 7:37. When we return, did the Orioles pay the wrong guy?
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
There's a wave now in Major League Baseball, Sean, of teams paying young players, buying out their arbitration
right.
years, sometimes even before they played a game.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Griffin of the Pittsburgh Pirates signed a 9-year deal, $140 million last week. Sam Basayo got a 5-year deal,
right.
or 7-year deal, I think it was, $67 million. So they paid Shane Baz $68 million before he started his first game for the Orioles. He's winless in four starts. He's 0-2. His ERA is about 4.91. The question is, should they have paid Trevor Rogers instead?
Yeah, that is a great question.
And they didn't. And Rodgers is doing what he's doing, obviously.
Right.
And so, yeah, it's a big question mark at this point. And I guess maybe the bigger question is, will they be able to pay Trevor Rodgers?
Yeah. I don't know what their money situation is, but it appears from the early results that it's... But, you know, things he can still turn it around, Boz.
He can turn it around. But, I mean, priorities here, you know. I mean, maybe they made Rodgers
There was a body of work that Trevor Rodgers put up already.
Last year, 18 starts was unhittable.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would, from that perspective, it seems like they paid the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we shall see. But who knows? Maybe they made him an offer. He refused. I don't know. You know, it takes two to make a contract.
Right. True. All right. Well, one thing we do know, we need better pitching. That's... it goes a long way. Well, that was a concern going in.
Well, the two guys they signed, Boz and Bassett, in the offseason, are winless.
Yeah.
And Bassett goes tonight. So
all right.
We'll see.
Thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, where is the decision on the Supreme Court case involving the Voting Rights Act? It's a Louisiana versus Calais. The case could weaken the Voting Rights Act and potentially cause Democrats to tremble. The national consequences of this decision are critical because the ruling striking down the Voting Rights Act could lead to total Republican control across the South. Perhaps that's the reason why the court is slow walking in releasing the opinion. Now, Sean Spicer, who was a former press secretary under President Trump, said, quote, I've been told by reliable sources that the decision is done. And the minority is slow walking the dissent, so the states do not have time to redistrict, end of quote. So what does this mean? Does this mean that the decision is going to go in our favor? We'll have to wait and see. But the Calais case revolves around whether the creation of majority-minority congressional districts in Louisiana violate the 14th and 15th Amendments, which I think it does. Hopefully the Supreme Court justices would agree. And that would mean that across the South... it would be a political doom for the Democrats. And if you believe the conventional thinking here, the minority is slow walking the dissent because they don't want to allow time to redistrict to affect this year's midterms. So hopefully we get some clarification on that. All right, we're talking about the Utility Relief Act. One of our energy experts that we rely on a lot, Patty in Hartford County, is called into the program here. And Patty, what else, what other consequences or effects will this bill have on Maryland ratepayers?
Well, it certainly doubles down on solar. And I think that spells a doom for ag-zoned land under the mandate to use 5% in each jurisdiction. The co-located on adjacent property solar, community solar, was five megawatts each. Now that increased to 10 megawatts each. So you could have two projects side by side of 20 megawatts, which takes more land. But the statement released by the utilities is right. You know, making the utilities the boogeyman for the bad energy policies of Maryland and Virginia, and even eastern Pennsylvania, PJM called out at their recent transmission expansion meeting earlier this month. You know, they're predicting in 8 years 25 gigawatts of not having enough energy. That equals to 10 nuclear plants, 20 to 25 natural gas plants, to put it in a quantitative amount, and that's significant and serious. And you know, Maryland Democrats ratchet down supplemental projects, which are reviewed at PJM monthly, that the utilities present. There's always, usually Phil Sussler from the Office of People's Counsel. There's usually somebody on the line from the Maryland Department of the Environment, and also the PSC. They know full well what these supplemental projects are. They increase the capacity on the line. Some of these lines date back to the 1930s. They aren't efficient. They're on the brink of failure. And when we don't improve those lines, ratepayers suffer because then they lose their electricity.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Patty, because we're running short on time here. But my question is, can the state of Pennsylvania unilaterally decide we're not going to send energy to Maryland because we need it for our own people? Can they do that?
They can get out of PJM, but they're obligated on the contracts that they have right now. So it would be anything moving forward that they would build. Once they sever that relationship, they can retain in the state. But, Sean, they're having their own problems. They have massive data centers that are being built in north central Pennsylvania, up where Lackawanna, Scranton. And so there's a huge project that's proposed by PJM, 220 miles to bring West Virginia coal into Pennsylvania, even though 8.5 gigawatts of new generation is getting ready to come online there. So it's a massive problem. And it's because of these blue states that think they don't have to generate their own electricity.
That's a great point. Patty in Harford County watches this very closely for us. Thanks so much for calling in and sharing that with us. And ironically, if it wasn't for the Trump administration with Brandon Shores giving an extension, we'd be even facing, a worse energy crisis coming this summer with the air conditioning. It's 7:43. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now will be the time to call 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and reserve your spot. Match wits with Kristen, Maggie, and Cheese Bowler, who's got the update right now on Friday Morning Rush Hour.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
You're quite welcome.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The update on the wreck near the Outlet Mall as you're going through Queenstown, eastbound Route 50 near Y Mills Road. They're saying now that it is blocking the left-hand lane. Potential delay there once you get away from the split at 50 at 301. City Police with a new wreck, Sinclair Lane, Parkside Drive, northeast side, and a new wreck on the Essex side as you're traveling Eastern Avenue at Mace Avenue. Took out a utility pole, and there may be some wires down on the roadway there. Slowing again, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, just the normal heavy traffic. It's only backed up to the top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp, and 895 off and on will slow back to about the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So overall, not too bad. JFX still very good shape coming south from Rookston Road and into the ramps downtown. Bernie's Automotive, they're celebrating their 30-year anniversary this month. You'll always get the best service and complete satisfaction. Stop in and see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy today, chance of a scattered shower, low 80s tonight, upper 50s tomorrow, sunny and low 80s, maybe some rain on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 65 in Bel Air, 67 in Dundalk. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of some WCBM merchandise. Ted in Columbia, good morning.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last today.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Ted. Here are your three stories. Story one, a German scientist claims he has successfully manipulated the XX and XY chromosomes to alter DNA in utero, which could lead to sex selection for parents, perhaps even sex changes in the near future. University of Munich professor, that study has not been peer-reviewed yet. By other doctors and scientists. Story two, a California woman sued Carnival Cruise Lines for $300,000 and won after they served her 14 shots of tequila in 8 hours. She ended up falling down on some stairs, hurting herself after she was overserved. And story three, it's not the year of a thousand ants, but it could be. A Chinese man was sentenced to a year in prison for smuggling thousands of live ants from Kenya. Chinese was sentenced to 1 year in prison for his attempt to smuggle thousands of live queen garden ants out of the country. Why he wanted to create his own ant colony is still a mystery.
Live queen
garden ants.
I saw them downtown at Fells Point a couple years ago. They were great.
Were they on mules?
Oh, not that I recall. Okay. I had 14 shots of tequila.
All right. Story one, the German scientist claiming he can alter sex chromosomes in utero. Story two, woman gets overserved, wins $300,000 from Carnival Cruise. Or story three, the Chinese man smuggling ants, and they were in his pants, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Oh, of course.
It's been a great morning for you, so.
Yes. I'm on a roll now. I'm on.
That's what the mule said. Was that the beginning of Hee Haw when that was on?
I remember that. I'm a picking and a grinning.
Brave Rose.
That's what he said.
I gotta say.
Is that the Don Key to your heart?
Don Quixote.
Or wait a minute. No, that. Oh, wait. Don Quixote.
Maybe he's wearing a sweatshirt to be Don Quixote.
Oh,
he's on
God.
A roll now, folks. He's on fuego.
He's unstoppable.
That's right.
I'm going with number three. Sadly,
Maggie?
One is probably true. Disgusting, too. You know, it's called Just Say No, but yeah, that could I could see
all
that
right.
being true.
Maggie voice with three, chuckles.
I'm good. I wish I had some more tequila. Honest to God. I'm going to go with two.
All right, Chuck goes with two. Kristen?
See, I think that would be true. It sounds like in our normal culture today, someone doesn't take responsibility for themselves and then tries to sue. I think that one's true, and I think the German scientist, it doesn't mean he can do it, but he's claiming he can do it. Sure, true. I'm going to go with number three.
All right, Kristen also goes with Maggie. Kristen, number is number three. Ted?
Well, I heard the Carnival Cruise Line story, so I know that's true, but they said Carnival was only responsible for 60% of the liability, which is I can't quite understand, but... How do you divide it up the liability?
Yeah, I don't have that. I don't have that information.
Depends on how many steps you hit on the way down.
We can't confirm or deny.
Right.
Stories.
Maybe they weren't counting the ice cubes.
Yeah.
I'll take number one.
All right, Ted goes for story number one. All right, we had two votes for story number three. Chinese man sentenced to a year in prison for smuggling live garden queen ants out of Kenya. That is. A true story.
Ooh,
yeah.
Okay.
Story number two. Chuck voted for that one. The Carnival Cruise $300,000 award. True story. Story one. Ooh. Ted, you are the winner.
All right.
Yeah. You are the winner, Ted. Congratulations. I put you on hold so you had to get your prize.
He smoked us all.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Did I do something again?
Probably. Probably. But that's why you're here.
I know one thing, we'll never recover from that last hour.
No. That will go into when we do the greatest hits of all time of Casey and Company. That's going to be number one track.
Available on cassette and 8-track.
That's right.
My phone lit up and said, we know better than to listen during these breaks. We spill coffee, we spill our breakfast.
That's right.
Things happen.
We're not responsible.
Course, and Maggie spilled the beans.
All right. Like a lot more than beans.
7:50, 10 before the hour, and I'm going to tell you about the best of Casey and Company. That was a good one last hour. If you missed it, you should go back and hear it on the podcast. Available each every day, WCBM.com, and on our Facebook page. It is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Coming up next, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna says there's another shoe to drop on a member of Congress for sexually disturbing allegations.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. Do you want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
7:52, and they missed out before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Silver Oak Academy back in the news again in Carroll County, and now there are calls from elected officials to shut it down. Based on the massive problems there. A little bit later on, Delegate Nino Maggioni goes on the House, and we'll have our loser of the week. We'll give you the nominees, and then you can tell us, vote by email or text as to who you think the loser of the week should be. And we'll can announce the results coming on Monday's program. Coming up, Ana Paulina Luna tells CBS News the other shoe's about to drop on another member of Congress with the disturbing allegations, including the possibility of sex trafficking. and it is a member of the United States Senate. And it probably shouldn't shock you or stun you, because we've been talking about it for a long time. All right, 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Cheeseballer on his mule. It just won't go.
That Chuck, mule's no matter, got a smile on his face and won't quit.
No matter how much you kick it, it's not going to go.
I know. You can only make an ass out of so many people, you know? 8:95. I'm sorry, folks. This is out of control. 8:95 is slow again here before the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So if you're coming south from the Urban Avenue ramp, we'll be backed up there. I don't think we have a problem going into the tunnel, but it is definitely slow right in that area. I'm just going to look a little bit further south, and it looks like everybody's going in, so that's always a good sign. But backed up, about a 10-minute delay right now through there. 95 is only slow at the top of the hill going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel from the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Just got a text from Rob Carson. He says, I've been on a Carnival cruise. 14 shots in 8 hours is not over serving. It's actually below average.
Yeah, it's true. I agree. That's nothing. But I mean, you're pacing yourself. It's 2 an hour.
Yeah, but that's if you don't eat, it's based on weight. It's based on a lot of things. But
no.
But it should be based on individual responsibility. That's what it should be based on. All right, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, chance of scattered showers. Highs in the low 80s today. Right now, 66 in Middle River. It is 67 in Glen Burnie. Here we go again for the last few days. Senator Ruben Gallego of Arizona has looked like a hot mess. He's been doing interviews in what almost appears to become a state of panic as he desperately tries to distance himself from his wingman, Eric Swalwell. Now he's got an even bigger reason to sweat. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna of Florida appeared on DNCBS News last night and implied that another bomb is about to drop in the Swalwell scandal, and it's aimed directly at Gallego.
We are talking about an Arizona senator that was very closely tied to Eric Swalwell, and I have since confirmed with Senator John Thune's chief of staff, as well as they're linking us to their ethics that they are investigating, and we are sending all appropriate information directly to them now.
That would be Ruben Gallego, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so it's Gallego that is now at the front of this investigation. And APL said that she has seen some disturbing allegations leveled against the senator.
There is a woman that allegedly is coming forward with attorneys, wants to go on record about an incident that occurred between the two of them at the same time. And the event was sexual in nature, allegedly. But it's not just that. There's also two, apparently, issues of campaign finance violations. Again, look, I am one member of Congress, but I'm not going to be like some of my colleagues that waited, you know, forever and a day to bring this information forward. I think that if this is happening, that it needs to be dealt with. I'm definitely not in the Senate, but I think that Thune should probably take that seriously and look into it, especially given the nature of what's become apparent regarding Eric Swalwell.
Yeah, and one of those she mentions here is because she was asked whether or not she thinks any of these allegations would be criminal in nature.
I think that if it involves people that were potentially trafficked, yes. Regarding the campaign finance violations, I think that that's cut and dry. But right now, I'm not investigating this. I'm simply presenting this information to the authorities that have the positions and power to do what they will with it.
Yeah, so the other thing is that there was this slush fund. Since its inception, since it was founded, they paid out $18 million of our tax money has gone to people that have accused members of Congress of sexual impropriety, harassment, maybe even assault. That is money that should not, I think, my humble opinion, be paid out, number one. Number two, we should know the names of these individuals, and Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna agrees.
Part of the problem that we have in Washington currently is that a lot of this behavior was circulating publicly. People had heard about it, but they didn't present it to the appropriate authorities.
Yeah. And so she thinks that this should be, the slush fund should be made public. And look, she understands, the problem here is that you could be a disgruntled employee, you could be somebody that has it in for a member of the Senate or a member of the House, and you could make false accusations, and that has happened before. And that's very difficult to disprove. It's the old, where do I go to get my reputation back? But at the same time, I think that's why, you know, members of the Congress have to take appropriate action to make sure that they always have witnesses. You don't want to be entertaining members of either the opposite sex or same sex late at night by yourselves and whatever the case may be. Unless, of course, there's consent. But I do think that we should not have to pay for this. They should have to pay for it out of their own pockets. Taxpayers should not be on the hook for them trying to defend themselves from these kinds of accusations. Behave yourself, conduct yourself accordingly, and you won't have these issues. If you do have these issues, then you have to do like the rest of us do. Do you think there's a slush fund to pay if any one of the rest of us, the American people, get charged with sexual harassment or falsely or unjustly? Of course not. We have to pay out of our own pockets. Why are we always carrying the weight for members of Congress? That should end immediately. The third investigation has now been launched into the sexual assault allegations against Eric Swalwell. New York City, Manhattan DA has announced they're looking into it. The Los Angeles DA is looking into it. Now the Department of Justice has launched an investigation into allegations of sexual assault against Swalwell after the fourth and fifth accusers have now stepped forward. So stay tuned for that. He's got a rocky road. He has already resigned Congress and dropped out of the California governor's race. Coming up next, Silver Oak Academy in Carroll County be shut down.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. There are hopeful signs for peace in the Middle East.
A 10-day ceasefire announced by President Donald Trump and agreed on by Lebanon and Israel appeared to be holding early Friday, potentially boosting efforts to extend the ceasefire between Iran, the US, and Israel. It remains unclear, though, whether a lasting deal could be reached between the US and Iran before the ceasefire ends next week. But the pause in fighting between Israel and Hezbollah could be an indication of some progress. An end to Israel's war with Hezbollah in Lebanon is a key demand of Iranian negotiators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The president has invited the leaders of Israel and Lebanon for talks at the White House. Mr. Trump says if Iran fails to agree to a deal acceptable to the U.S., the war could resume, although he also says he expects the war will be ending soon. The economy and the impact of tax cuts, top of mind for the president during a visit to Las Vegas yesterday.
Last summer, thanks to our Republican majorities in the House and Senate, I signed the Great Big Beautiful Bill, the largest tax cuts and many other things for working families.
The president touting his No Tax on Tips initiative. At least part of President Trump's on-again, off-again White House ballroom project is off again.
U.S. District Judge Richard Leon said he's ordering a stop only to the above-ground construction of the planned ballroom, apart from any work needed to cover or secure that part of the project. President Trump on social media called Leon a Trump-hating judge who, quote, has gone out of his way to undermine national security to make sure that this great gift to America gets delayed or doesn't get built, end quote.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says the president is appealing the judge's ruling. Stock futures higher this morning on Wall Street. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I'd like to tell you about a man named Phineas who as a child survived the Holocaust. Phineas survived because Christians hid him from the Nazis, risking everything to save his life. Today, Phineas is in his 80s. He can no longer stand on his own or even leave his home to receive medical care. And when sirens sound and missiles fall, he doesn't have the time or the strength to reach safety. But once again, Christians are helping to save his life. Through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a mobile clinic brings doctors and medicine right to Phineas's doorstep, providing care that he otherwise would not receive, especially during a time of war. Phineas said, "Christians saved my life during the Holocaust, and now again, they are helping me. As Israel's Holocaust Remembrance Day approaches, remember these precious children of God by lifting them up in prayer, asking for his protection, his comfort, and his peace. Stand with Israel in prayer by visiting supportifcj.org. That's supportifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway just coming in. As a matter of fact, the Baltimore County just dispatching a medic there. The inner loop as you're coming up to I-95 and Southwestern Boulevard. And I just looked at the camera at 95 over the Beltway there, and the traffic underneath was pretty much stopped. So apparently it's just one lane. Gets very tight through there anyway for the traffic on the inner loop. So now the heads up would be BW Parkway, Washington Boulevard, Hollins Ferry Road, going up the Beltway, eventually trying to get towards I-95 and up to Wilkins Avenue. More equipment is arriving now as we speak. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off mostly cloudy with a few showers, otherwise not quite as hot today with temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in Owings Mills and 66 in Pasadena. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Vinny Steo. Baltimore's 2025 State of Downtown Report shows progress in tourism, public safety, and economic development, but challenges still remain. According to the Downtown Partnerships report, Baltimore welcomed 28.5 million visitors last year, generating $4.3 billion in spending, an increase of more than 7% over the previous year. Crime is down 14% year over year, with a 47% decline in homicides and a 32% drop in auto thefts. According to the report, challenges remain with hotel occupancy, which saw a 3% drop compared to 2024, and there were also declines in office and retail occupancies. An Anne Arundel County police officer is suspended without pay following allegations of an assault for an incident unrelated to his duties. 20-year Police Department veteran Lieutenant Matthew Plure is facing charges that include first and second degree assault and reckless endangerment for the alleged incident that happened Tuesday. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 210. The pick 4, 3799. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey guys, it's Carson. A politically divided country, trade war, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, the list goes on. Do you think these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? If you're not prepared, you could be in for a rude awakening. You've saved and grown your money once. You don't want to have to make it again. Just call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shah. With the Safe Retirement Solutions team, Rod and Paresh are published authors and radio hosts right here on WCBM. They can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your whole retirement plan. You want to get a handle on your retirement? If so, you can call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person visit or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120. Or visit them at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Leody Taveras breaks up Parker Messick's no-hitter, leading off the ninth last night, and Shane Baz remains winless as an Oriole as the Birds drop the opener of a four-game set to the Guardians last night in Cleveland. 4-2 was the final. It's Baltimore's third loss in a row. After the game, manager Albanez and his return to Cleveland defending the work of his starting pitcher.
I mean, got us through six, kept us in the game. I think the only pitch he would want back is the first pitch to Jose Ramirez. But other than that, I thought he looked great.
Ramirez, of course, with a two-run blast early for Cleveland. Boz threw four starts now, 0-2 with a 4.91 earned run average. Tonight it's Chris Bassitt's turn at 6:10 p.m. He's also 0-2 with a 9 earned run average. The changing face of college football, what with players getting paid directly now, of course the NIL, the portal, has affected the way NFL teams look at college players and the way college players look at the NFL. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta gives us a good summation of the situation.
We might have had 4% of our players on the draft board 24 and a half or older prior to 2024. Now that number's up to 18%. So we've seen, you know, about a 14% increase in older players on the draft board. And that's something that we don't really understand fully, what that means. I don't think it's a good thing.
Players making more money in college, now entitled, have a different attitude entering the NFL. And finally, local high school. Wednesday night was an emotional night for the McDonough girls lacrosse team, dedicating their 7-6 win over Archbishop Spalding to assistant coach Natalie Wills, who's battling breast cancer. The Eagles avenging a defeat last year at the hands of the Cavaliers, Spalding the number 6 team in the country. McDonough is ranked 18th. Coming up in 30 minutes, more Orioles news as Chris Bassitt makes a return to the Hill tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the local numbers you can call, comment, or contribute. Email us at am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, a little later on, our loser of the week. Get to the nominees, and you can vote. We'll tell you who we think it should be. Delegate Nino Mangione goes on the house with a wrap-up of what's happening Monday was Sine Die in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. But a top story here today, calls for Silver Oak Academy in Western Carroll County to shut down. Spotlight on Maryland at Fox 45 has been covering this story. Gary Collins doing an excellent job. And this to me is it's a perfect storm of just how bad Maryland is, the Department of Human Services, Department of Juvenile Services, in oversight. We know the problems that the DHS has had with foster children. We know the fact that the death of Kanaya Ward. We talked about it yesterday with Mackenzie Frost, who did a great piece last night on In Depth. We know the problems that the Department of Juvenile Services has with watching troubled youth, those that have committed crimes, either detaining them or keeping them on ankle monitors or supervised. So I think this is the perfect storm of DHS, DGS, and the problem with medicating some of these young brains with some of these SSRIs and watching what happens. So mounting calls now to close Silver Oak are intensifying after lawmakers, a former medical contractor, and internal documents obtained by Spotlight on Maryland describe the residential facility for foster youth as spiraling into crisis. You'll hear Joe Vigliotta, president of the Carroll County Board of Commissioners, along with Delegate Chris Tomlinson and Senate Minority Whip Justin Reedy, call for Silver Oak to be shut down.
What should the state do with Silver Oak Academy?
Silver Oak needs to be shut down.
Silver Oak Academy, an institution inside your district, should it stay open?
Absolutely not. It's been a problem for years, and the problems just keep, they just escalate.
With Silver Oak Academy, should this facility stay open?
It sounded to me like it needs to be, they need to take serious action to shut it down.
Yeah, 911 calls. We played some of those last week. Staff are being abused. They're being, again, they were setting fires in the building. And, again, the staff members had lost control. So it's not safe for the boys in the program, not safe for the staff, and certainly isn't safe for the community.
I'm worried about everybody's safety. The problem here is that the facility and the company are not providing the services or the facility that are conducive to the needs of the students.
And it sounds like it's very dangerous, not just for the staff, but then I think the community is very concerned about these kids that are out of control and not being dealt with properly.
Even the entire board that oversees the place completely resigned because they have lost faith that there's any way to bring some kind of some control there.
Now, Silver Oak is a privately managed and run facility with state oversight. And therein lies the problem. And we've seen this before with the lack of proper vetting in contractors, Fenwick Behavioral, with the Department of Human Services. And in this particular case, again, this is another private company that I don't know how much kind of vetting has gone into this. Rites of Passage is the name of the company that runs the Silver Oak. But we'll hear some of the problems from a whistleblower from inside Silver Oak coming up in just a second. It's 8:13. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway, we've got a live shot of it now. Only the right shoulder is getting by on the inner loop. It's just after the bridge at I-95. It's before the ramp comes on from 95 and Southwestern Boulevard onto the Beltway. So with that, again, like I said earlier, if you're coming up from Washington Boulevard, Hollins Ferry Road, you're coming up from the Parkway, you're trying to come up towards I-95, you can get to 95 now. That's good for that. And the traffic coming onto the Beltway from 95 is coming on just past the accident scene. But the main line of the Beltway is only getting by on the right shoulder. The outer loop can see it. There are about, let's see, one, two, three, about five, six pieces of fire equipment on the scene. So big wreck here on the inner loop. The outer loop can see it. Watch your speed coming south from Wilkins Avenue and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy today, scattered showers, low 80s tonight in the upper 50s. It's cloudy, 68 in Pasadena, 67 in Middle River. And from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry. Time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 is sponsored by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, April 17th, 1790, an American statesman, inventor, printer, scientist, and writer, Benjamin Franklin, passed away in Philadelphia at the age of 84. He started 12 years old as an apprentice to his half-brother James, a printer and publisher. That's where he learned his printing trade. He would later on run the company and got a contract to publish Pennsylvania's paper currency and also became publisher of the Pennsylvania Gazette, which was regarded as one of the better colonial newspapers of its day. He wrote and published Poor Richard's Almanac, an instructive and humorous periodical, which Franklin coined such practical American proverbs as early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And again, he helped establish the city's first circulating library, police force, volunteer fire company, and an academy became the University of Pennsylvania. He was the first postmaster of Philadelphia and the clerk of the Pennsylvania legislature. Franklin became deputy postmaster general in charge of mail in all northern colonies. He invented the Franklin stove, which is still manufactured as of today, bifocal eyeglasses, among other political inventions. Franklin was fascinated with the phenomenon of electricity, and he, in a dramatic experiment, he flew a kite in a thunderstorm to prove that lightning is an electrical discharge. He later invented the lightning rod. Many terms used in discussing electricity, including positive, negative, battery, and conductor, were all coined by Benjamin Franklin, who was well respected by European scientists as America's first true scientist. Franklin was active in colonial affairs. In 1754, proposed the Union of the Colonies. He later was dispatched to England when Parliament, he was there when Parliament passed the Stamp Act, a taxation measure to raise revenues for a standing British army in America. His initial failure to actively oppose that controversial act drew wide criticism in the colonies, but he soon redeemed himself by stoutly defending Americans' rights before the House of Commons. In 1775, Ben Franklin returned to America as the American Revolution approached and was a delegate at the Continental Congress. 1 year later, he helped draft the Declaration of Independence. And in July, he signed the final document. In 1776, Congress sent Franklin, again, as part of the embattled United States and his most prominent statesman, to France as a diplomat. He was warmly embraced. He succeeded in 1778 in securing treaties that provided Americans with significant military and economic aid during the war. In 1781, with French help, the British were defeated. With John Jay and John Adams, Benjamin Franklin then negotiated the Treaty of Paris with Britain, which was signed in 1783. 2 years later, Franklin returned to the United States. In his last great act of public service, Benjamin Franklin was a delegate to the Continental Convention of 1787, and worked hard for the document's ratification. After his death in 1790, Philadelphia gave Benjamin Franklin the largest funeral the city had ever seen. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it, you need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, take 20 minutes after you are joining us once again. Vinny Steele, your home sale guaranteed realty. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Happy Friday.
Yeah, Friday is here indeed. It's been a great hot weather week, more like summer than spring, but is spring. So how's the real estate market reacting to the rise in interest rates? Are you seeing much change in buyer and seller behavior?
You know, Sean, every time we visit with somebody thinking about selling their home, we'll just ask them, you know, what they know about what's happening in the real estate market. And I would say that most home sellers think that selling today is like selling at any other time, which is really important for us to understand so we can make sure that we describe the new environment that we're in and which one of our programs that they need in order to regain the advantage.
Yeah, so you're saying that buyers have the advantage in this market?
Well, Sean, for certain homes, yes. Home sellers that are not prepared correctly and still choosing the nicest agent or the family member or not being proactive are just going to be left behind and completely miss the peak of our market. So any home in any zip code can absolutely turn the tables on this perceived buyer advantage.
Yeah, and just because you have a personal relationship with an agent doesn't necessarily automatically mean they have the skills to help you in this market.
Yeah. If your friend or relative is not willing to provide you with an upfront written guarantee, that means that they're just guessing. And if it doesn't sell, they could just move on. But the home seller is stuck with their home in a much slower real estate market as we enter the later summer and early fall market.
Yeah, it's like you always say, you only get one chance to sell your home right.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, and that can't be any more accurate than right now. Our programs provide certainty so that you allow you to sell for the most amount of money within your time frame with the least amount of hassles and inconvenience. So instead of having an agent guess at what they think your home will sell for, we'll guarantee your price upfront and in writing. And if for some reason we can't get it, we'll pay you the difference. No gimmicks, just assurance and certainty. So you can call or text me today, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
All right, always a pleasure. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, thanks, Sean. We'll see ya.
All right, that's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or online, vinnysteele.com. Kim Klasick is off today. Joining us at the top of the hour will be Jennifer Charlton. She hosts a show at WFMD in Frederick, has been a long political person, and she's got, I think she's also running or helping out with the Chris Burnett campaign as well. So you'll hear from Jennifer coming up right at the top of the hour here on WCVM, sitting in for Kim today. So give her a listen. Stay tuned. 823, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Big wreck on the Beltway right here on the inner loop between I-95 and Wilkins Avenue. It's closer to Southwestern Boulevard on the inner loop, just above the bridge at I-95. Only the right shoulder is getting by. The outer loop can see it. They're slowing because there are police cars in the median on the outer loop side. So if you're coming down from Wilkins Avenue, you'll pick up that delay there. I looked at the camera and I noticed a lot of people are getting off the Beltway at the BW Parkway to go south. That's a smart move because you don't need to get in this backup up here. Take the parkway down to the airport cutoff at I-195, come back up 95, and then onto the Beltway. You come out ahead of that wreck on the inner loop. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces of equipment from Baltimore County Fire and 4 or 5 police cars and state police all there. Only the shoulder is getting by on the inner loop right at 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Mostly cloudy, chance of scattered showers today. Low 80s for the high. Again, we're pretty good all the way through Saturday. Sunday we might have a chance of rain. Cloudy 68 in Annapolis, 67 in Ellicott City. We're talking about Silver Oak Academy. Should it be shut down? I think the thing that bothers me, besides the fact that we know that these state agencies aren't doing the proper vetting, there's really no oversight or supervision, and people have died as a result, and people have become even more sick as a result, is that one of the whistleblowers there is a nurse who used to work at Silver Oak. His name is James Rao, and he says there are problems with medicating these foster youth and troubled teens at Silver Oak.
The problem that I saw was the people in upper management did not understand Maryland's regs. When I would bring that up, they were like, well, our regional nurse said we don't have to do that. And I'm like, oh, yes, you do. You're in Maryland. And originally when I went there, they were telling them that they didn't need med techs. Anybody could give meds. Well, that's not in the Maryland. That's not what happens in Maryland.
Why is that dangerous?
Why is it dangerous not to have them? Because they're giving out medicine. They don't have any idea what they're giving. They're not looking for any kind of side effects, any kind of detriment to the person taking them. When I teach med techs, the first thing I tell them is medications are poison to the body. So some people can have a reaction. When you're giving kids medicines, you don't know if they have any allergies. These kids are coming from all over. I got a lot of text messages from the med techs that I train that things were not being done the way they were supposed to be done.
And then Rao provided an example of some of the text messages he's still receiving from people that work inside Silver Oak Academy.
Two students got in a fight when the staff separated the youth. They put a youth in a hold. One of the holds was not good, and the youth got a fractured shoulder bone. The piece that DJ is missing is that the students have not been getting their proper medications for the last 2 weeks prior to the incident, so behavior is even more off. And that's the concern I have. If they're not getting the meds they need when they need them, and their psych drugs, what's that doing to the person? That's not covering them. That's not keeping them under control. That's why there might be more fighting. And with more fighting and more holds, the staff is becoming more tired. Another staff has, this was back on November 11th, has made an official complaint.
Yeah, and we keep hearing psych drugs. These are the SSRIs. These are the drugs that we have seen have had. They've cooked the brain chemistry of young males. They alter the brain chemistry of young males. And we've seen this. This is common in, like, Columbine and some of the other mass school shootings. So my first question would be, again, are these troubled Utes, are they on these drugs when they go into Silver Oak, or are they prescribed these drugs once they get to Silver Oak so they can better be controlled? And then are people properly, you should be a nurse or doctor. Nurses can't prescribe medication. Maybe a licensed nurse practitioner can, but certainly a doctor. Somebody has to have medical supervision when you're dealing with these kinds of drugs. First off, I think it's a bad idea to put anybody, especially young males, on these kinds of drugs. The executive director of Rites of Passage, Dana Rexrode, saying that they're dealing with what she calls highly acute youth. That's the reason why they're having so many issues.
We serve a highly acute population, and at times those youth are going to exhibit the kinds of behaviors that brought them into our care. We are transparent and responsive, and will make any shifts necessary that they would like to see in order to be able to continue to serve these youth who otherwise would be sitting in hospitals or sitting in hotels in really unsafe environments.
But whistleblower Nurse Rao says, was basically asked the question, do you think that the state of Maryland is just setting and forgetting? They're putting these juveniles in place and just forgetting about them.
Do you feel that the state is placing children there, whether DGS involved or involved in the foster care system? Are they just setting them there and forgetting about the children?
It feels like it. It really feels like it. And I just think it's time to do something different. I don't know who, what the answer is or who's going to be the person to do it, but there's got to be a better way. That we're spending a lot of money for things that aren't working.
Yeah, I think, what was it, $300,000 per student is what we're hearing, $300,000. So we'll have to wait and see how that turns out. But I think it's a recipe for disaster when you're medicating young men and cooking their brains with these very dangerous psych drugs. Audiology Associates can help you with your hearing. If you're having a kind of hearing issue, maybe you have an earwax buildup, which is common. A lot of people have problems with earwax, or maybe of ear infection or other issues. We do know, there's a study just came out this week that hearing loss can lead to early dementia. So it's important that you have your hearing tested. It's important you treat it the same as you do your physical well-being and having a vision test. Get that hearing test. I think you should get it, if not every year, just have a benchmark test to start with. Audiology, 10 locations to serve you throughout the Baltimore metro area. Dr. Melissa Say Gav and her team, a gentle, empathetic approach, and they helped you. They helped my wife. They'll help you out with your hearing as well. All you need to do is call them 410-944-3100. 410-944-3100 or online. You can check them out there at AAIAudiology.com. It's 8:30. Time for news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. An investigation is underway after a Thursday night shooting on the campus of Towson University. The university responded to a report of shots fired at around 9:15 in the stairwell of the Tower C residence hall. One person was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The university posted a message on social media a short time after the shooting, saying an arrest was made in connection with a self-inflicted gunshot wound at Tower C, and additional updates will follow. An Annapolis man is facing charges after an explosive device was allegedly found in his home during an illegal deer hunting investigation. Lee Scott Weigel Ralston faces 32 felony counts of manufacturing a destructive device and 32 counts of possession of a destructive device. Police were initially investigating Ralston after reports that he was hunting deer at night from the roadway, both of which are illegal. During a search of his Black Walnut Lane home on Tuesday, police say they found a significant number of suspected explosive devices, several weapons, suppressors, and ammunition. Baltimore County Police have released the name of the man killed in a Wednesday afternoon crash on Mount Carmel Road. 64-year-old Lawrence Martin Jr. was pronounced dead at the scene of the crash after his SUV crossed the center line and crashed into a pickup truck traveling in the opposite direction. The pickup driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say their investigation of the crash remains under investigation. And Mayor Scott will be announcing an expansion of the city's group violence reduction strategy this morning. The mayor will join Police Commissioner Richard Worley and GVRS Partners to announce that the program will begin operating in the city's Northern District. The announcement is scheduled to take place at 400 East 32nd Street at 10 a.m. It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Bel Air, Alfonso here from Sol Oaxaca. Come check out one of the best happy hours in the area. Enjoy ice-cold draft beers, handcrafted cocktails, and some of the best margaritas around. Plus, great deals on food, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And the fun doesn't stop there. Trivia night every Tuesday, live music on Wednesdays, and karaoke every Thursday. Great drinks, amazing food, and nonstop fun. Only at Sol Oaxaca and Bel Air. Just search S-O-L-O-A-X-A-C-A for Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air and join us today. The best food and the most fun is at Sol Oaxaca of Bel Air.
Here's why Jarvis Appliance is so highly rated. Great selection with great prices on all major appliance brands. Options to match many appliances exactly to your cabinetry and decor. Very quick delivery available on Jarvis in-stock appliances. And don't forget Jarvis frequently offers rebates plus convenient financing too. All Jarvis deliveries, installation, and appliance service is done in-house with no subcontractors. Remember, J-A-R-V-I-S. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Beltway southwest side, you're still down to just the shoulder area on the inner loop coming up to this wreck. Just above the bridge at I-95, the backup goes back to Hollins Ferry Road and Washington Boulevard and near the bridge where 895 crosses over. So here's the situation. The wreck was basically in the median, but with injuries and all the stuff going on, they only have the right shoulder getting by. A lot of traffic is taking the ramp to the BW Parkway southbound from the Beltway, going down the Parkway, picking up I-195 up to I-95, and then back to the Beltway. That will bring you out ahead of the accident scene. Watch your speed on the outer loop after Wilkins. It is backing up right around Southwestern Boulevard, but all the lanes are open on the outer loop going through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are starting off mostly cloudy with a few showers, otherwise not quite as hot today with temperatures in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Chris Bassitt tries to right the old ship tonight in Cleveland as the Birds and Guardians play game two of their four-game weekend set. Bassitt is 0-2 on the campaign with a 9 earned run average, skewed by the 6 runs he allowed in a disastrous start over 2 innings in Pittsburgh. Here's Bassitt on his early season issues for the Birds.
I obviously didn't want to say everything that I was going through, but I couldn't throw off-speed pitches for strikes my first two outings. It's been an issue the last couple weeks.
Hopefully he gets that corrected tonight at 6:10 p.m. against Cleveland. More from Ravens GM Eric DaCosta on the changing nature of college football and the wealth of information now that's out there in terms of the new age of technology and how the media covers the draft.
We've seen less, I call it slippage, but in the draft, you know, the first couple of rounds come off pretty easy to predict, I think. I don't know exactly why that is. There seems to be more of a consensus among teams. I think part of that is because of media coverage and social media and things like that, consensus boards and different things that you can get online.
Ravens have the 14th pick in the NFL draft, which begins this coming Thursday night. Things have a weird way of working out sometimes, don't they? And here's one of them. A decision the Mets recently made. The Metropolitans, who play their games at Citi Field in Queens, decided there will be no Jewish Heritage Night at the ballpark this year. This in a city of the most Jews in the country. Because, why? It's too risky. Every other Heritage Heritage Night stands, including Puerto Rican Heritage Night, Italian, Pride Night, all good. Meanwhile, the Mets have lost 7 games in a row since their mascot, Mr. Met, hugged New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani on the field on April 9th. Happy heavenly birthday today to Alexander Cartwright, recognized as the inventor of modern baseball, born on this day 206 years ago in 1820, passed away in 1892, and to Martin Francis Domrez, otherwise known in these parts as Marty Domrez, a 9-year NFL quarterback whose claim to fame was as the successor to Johnny Unitas in Baltimore. Domrez born on this day, April 17th, 1947. Happy terrestrial birthday to former Maryland quarterback and a former WJZ TV intern, Boomer Esiason, celebrating number 65 today. Happy Medicare Day. And finally, a sad note on this day from the world of college lacrosse, the passing of John Cheek, one of the most prolific scorers in college lacrosse history. Cheek passed from a heart attack at his home in Naples, Florida. The 3-time All-American grew up in the Rogers Forge neighborhood and was a multi-sport standout at Towson High School. He's considered one of the greatest players in the long storied history of Washington College lacrosse. As a senior, Cheek was named the USILA D2-D3 Player of the Year. The great John Cheek was 70 years of age. The time now is 8:37, and that is the week of Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturday 8 to 4, the Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Once again, time to go on the house. Delegate Nino Mangione. I guess a little bit of bittersweet, Nino. 8 years flew by real fast. I'm sure a lot of your constituents and people that you have represented over these past 8 years in the House of Delegates appreciate the hard fought, the battles that you fought for, and the way you've represented your district. And we just want to thank you for being a great voice for common sense and conservatism in the House of Delegates. We need more like you.
John, I truly appreciate that. It really means a lot. It was the honor of a lifetime to represent District 42A, really most of northern Baltimore County. And as much as it is a little bittersweet, but I have to be honest with you, I haven't had time to think about it because we have 2 months to the election. This, coming up in June, the primary. A lot of people need to remember that, by the way, listening. We have a primary election. Just last night, I was at Kevin Ford's event for senator. We had Chuck Murphy running for delegate, of course, Pat Dyer, Jeff McDonald, and it is bittersweet, but at the same time, I haven't even thought about it because we're a full steam ahead. We've been working very hard. We have events over the weekend. It's a fundraiser, a little business happy hour next week. Just every night, we're at a community association, you name it. So it hit me a little bit at the end there, just walking off that house floor for the last time. But at the same time, there's a lot of work that we have in front of us, and we're trying to help do everything we can to keep Baltimore County. This is my goal, Sean. My goal is to keep Baltimore County from becoming a Democrat supermajority, just like the chaos, the insanity, the liberalism coming out of Annapolis. Baltimore County has a lot of problems right now, and Democrats have ran Baltimore County for almost 40 years, I would say, not as much into the ground as the state, but they have not done the job that they should. But they are very close with these two new districts to turning Baltimore County into a supermajority. And that is my goal, as well as help, of course, Pat Dyer for county executive, but help Chuck Murphy, Jeff McDonald, and Kevin Ford be conservative voices, win their election, and head to Annapolis.
Yeah, we're going to get to that here in just a second, because you now pivot to your race for Baltimore County Council. I just wanted to get your overall thoughts here, the wrap-up on the your escape from the Maryland General Insane Asylum. What stood out to you as the most significant events or bills that and the way that the supermajority acted here in this specific session?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of issues, Sean. I mean, ranging, you name it, from redistricting to the Youth Charging Reform Act, illegal immigration, the energy bills. I mean, if we look at redistricting, was one of the few wins because months before the legislative session began, remember Governor Moore created his scam commission, and ultimately that bill that was introduced, it passed in the House, but it never went anywhere in the Senate. So that was a victory. The Youth Charging Reform Act, that was a loss for the state of Maryland, again sending the wrong message that we're going to go soft on these juvenile criminals. That bill basically raises the age of when juveniles can be charged as adults. And the problem is they're now going to start off in the juvenile court for very, very serious offenses.
Yeah, and the bill and the session started off with, basically a war on ICE and 287G programs, and it ended with an even more invasive, interventionist policy, which may not withstand a court challenge against ICE officers here.
Sean, they have a bill. They introduced 43 or so, somewhere along those lines, bills that dealt with illegal aliens. I mean, if you want to know who the constituency of the Democrat Party is, it has now become the illegal alien. They have one of the bills bans local law enforcement from, we've talked about 287G, from actually entering into these formal cooperations with ICE. It's very important to understand Maryland police officers, they are not enforcing federal immigration law on our street like they wanted you to believe, like what came out of Minnesota, for example. Some jurisdictions have done a good job cooperating with ICE to make our streets safer, and they shot that down. The type of cooperation, some of the sheriffs came out and basically said, well, we're still going to have these conversations, and they went even further. Number one, they put into the budget, which is absolutely incredible to me, budget language to withhold public safety dollars to our law enforcement. I mean, that's insane, to withhold that funding if they violate cooperating with federal law enforcement to actually enforce our federal immigration laws. They went as far as to try to limit, they played games with masks to limit what a federal officer can wear. Clearly unconstitutional. It's not a serious problem in our state, by the way. Juvenile crime is a problem. They made a crime problem with juveniles actually worse by becoming more lenient, a problem that doesn't exist, like masks for ICE officers and our law enforcement throughout the state doesn't exist, but yet they passed a bill there. Really, it's, again, sending the wrong message when it comes to crime, when it comes to illegal immigration. I'm trying to think of some of the other bills here, Sean.
Yeah, well, give us some thought. We're going to take a pause for traffic, and then we're going to segue to the county issues next. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so Baltimore County did a really good job getting this wreck off the roadway. Now it's just mainly on the shoulder. They're beginning to wrap up inner loop of the Beltway right after I-95 on the Arbutus side. So all the lanes are back open again. The backup, which was back at Hollins Ferry Road, is beginning to clear. The traffic that was exiting at the ramp at the BW Parkway now is going straight ahead on the Beltway. So we've made a lot of progress there. The outer loop delay is very minimal right now just because of the police cars that are remaining, and they should be gone shortly. Rest of the Beltway looks good. We're under 5 minutes right now, and that's perfect going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, chance of scattered showers today. Low 80s right now. 65 in Ocean City. Light rain maybe in the next hour there. 69 in Parkville. On our Newsmaker Hotline, Delegate Nino Mangione is on the house. And just a side note that next Thursday night at Michael's Cafe, Nino is going to join me at Michael's for Pint and Politics. And 5 to 7 p.m. And coming out, Nino, we're going to tackle the what happened in the General Assembly and what's going on at the national level with the Trump administration in year number two. So invite everybody to come on out, and like we did last year, it was a packed house. So looking forward to that again.
And, yeah, I'm looking forward to that, Sean. It was a lot of fun last year. It was a packed house. And, next week it'll be great. And like I said, we are nonstop. We have stuff every night.
All right. You are a busy guy. Thursday night, 5 to 7 at Michael's Inn on York Road. And then a couple of weeks from now, you're going to be sitting in for me here on Casey and Company as I'm going to be taking a vacation. And you're going to be manning the fort. So I want to tell everybody that you're going to be here for that whole week. So we'll be looking forward to listening to you then as well. Let's go on to the county issues right now. This week or the last week or so, we've seen the Apple Store in Towson Town Center is closing. We've seen Tommy Bahama leave, Madewell, a bunch of other stores close up shop. And again, some are saying this is business environment. Others are saying it's the overall environment, meaning that there's not much foot traffic in Towson Town, you know, because people don't want to go there anymore because of, unruly behavior.
Well, Sean, and the summer's coming up, right? So the weather's going to be better. And it was really hot already this week. So Baltimore, you're going to have more people out and about, or at least maybe the wrong people in this case. Baltimore County Police are actually warning they're working to stop this growing trend of these, we used to call them, flash mobs. I guess they're calling them link-ups. It's basically these teen punks, these thugs taking over these major shopping centers. We've seen it, White Marsh Mall, Towson Town Mall, Towson Town Center. And the police I actually had a great conversation with Doug Jess of the Baltimore County Police. He's the FOP president. I mean, he was saying they're expecting more of this in the coming weeks. It's all driven a lot by social media, allows them to kind of communicate. It snowballs. And the problem is these situations, that's what's happening, Sean, part of the problem. They're disruptive, they're dangerous, and we're seeing incidents where there are assaults and robberies. And when that happens, it's not just the people that are the victims, but it's driving families away. It's driving people with money and resources away from these local businesses. It's impacting the entire economy. Like I said, it's not just me. Doug Jess, the lieutenant, was the one saying this in an interview just the other day. And people are just basically asking themselves, I'm glad we're talking about this because I am hearing it all the time. Running for Baltimore County Council, people are sick and tired of crime and just a threat of crime. They're sick and tired of seeing how it's hurting their businesses. It's hurting with their old neighborhoods where they used to go and be able to enjoy walking around Towson. And they're asking if it's worth the risk or not. And many times the answer continues to be no. We just saw the Apple Store, one of the largest, if not the largest, greatest company in the world in terms financially, has just said we are no longer going to be working out of Towson Town Center. It's unbelievable. They obviously announced their closure. Of course, being a unionized Apple Center was one of the worst ideas that you could come up with. But it needs to be an absolute wake-up call here, Sean. I mean, this is a time the Maryland legislature had opportunities. We want to go back to the legislature for a second here. Had opportunities to address youth crime, chose not to. And making gun theft a felony, chose not to. Instead, they went after Glocks legally owned by people, not allowing them to be manufactured and sold here. Just ridiculous policy. They moved in the opposite direction. They're weakening accountability again. It contributes to this culture of excuses for the bad behavior, never looking out like we should or not as much as we should for the victims of these crimes. And in many cases now, like I just said, the victim's not just somebody that's being assaulted or robbed. The victim is the business owner who is sitting there with an empty storefront because nobody wants to come to the malls anymore or the shops or downtown. And the police officers are doing everything they can, but they're short-staffed. That's another problem. Public safety has to be the top budget and priority in Baltimore County.
Yeah, on that note, because it's just about a minute and a half left, on that note, of course, the Baltimore County Police are counting people in the academy. But they're not sworn officers. They can't go out and make an arrest. Maybe they can push paper somewhere, but, you know, they're counting them as part of the police force. We need more cops on the beat in Baltimore County, don't we?
We absolutely do. We're several hundred short. I've had these conversations, like I said, and I'm hoping for some, I'm pretty positive we're going to have some very positive news from the FOP in regards to my campaign. But I had a great meeting with them about 2 weeks ago. And that was one of the real serious concerns, is we are understaffed. We do, and that part about the academy was brought up. They are hundreds of officers short. And there's no excuse for that. This is a county with one of the largest police forces in the nation, and we have one of the best police forces in the nation, but we need to have the numbers to be adequately, we need to be adequately funded, have the numbers to be able to make sure that this type of chaos is not ensuing throughout our malls, throughout our neighborhoods. And it's a serious issue. I know Pat Dyer has talked about it on the campaign trail for months now, and it's something we need to make sure this problem going forward, Sean, especially with these malls, is put to an absolute stop. And we're not going to get any help from the Maryland General Assembly. I mean, 8 years, I've seen nothing there. Matter of fact, they've went backwards.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, listen, thank you again for 8 years of wonderful service in the General Insane Asylum. We look forward to your next venture on the Baltimore County Council. Delegate Nino Mangione on the House, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Nino.
Thank you, Sean.
Have a great weekend. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right. Police in Westlake, Ohio called to check on the welfare status of a 91-year-old woman after she missed a daily wellness call. Turns out she was doing just fine. Officers discovered she didn't hear the phone or knocks on the door because she was playing video games in her bedroom.
783, garage door's open. We're going to make entry. Vehicle's in the garage.
Everyone's a little bit alarmed that she was missing these contacts.
We're here with her now. She's playing video games in her bedroom.
Turned out to be all okay. Everyone got a good laugh out of it.
91-year-old, again, she was so focused on beating her high score, she didn't bother to answer the phone. Thank God she's all right. That is our feel-good news segment of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reister's Town Road and Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Winter is officially in the rear view, and your backyard is calling. Is your outdoor kitchen ready for the prime time? Right now, Town Appliance in Owings Mills is turning up the heat with our Spring Black Friday shopping event. We're talking massive savings across more than 70 top-tier brands. Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lynx. From now through the end of April, Mayor and Mayor are here to help you build your dream outdoor oasis without breaking the bank. Don't just grill, command the patio. Visit townappliance.com or stop by today. Town Appliance, we've got your backyard.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, we've got the king of all traffic, the old Mueller himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Remember what Curly said to Mo, I'm no mule. And Mo says, no, that's right, your ears are too short.
That's right. All right, how's it shaping up? Last report of the day.
Yep, the interloop is still a little bit slow here. There are a couple of police cars still on the shoulder on the interloop. Just after the bridge here at 95 on the Arbutus side of the Beltway. So it's right there. It's a little bit slow as you're coming by the accident scene. The outer loop is cleared out. Once you get out from Wilkins Avenue and start up the hill towards Frederick Road, it looks like everybody's fine from that point going up towards I-70. I'm just going to double check for you all the way up through there just to make sure no other problem. No, you're fine. All the way up through I-70 and Liberty Road. So that one slow area right there. Both the tunnels absolutely clear, though the right tube at the southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel is a bit slow, clears out after you get through the ramp at 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend. Cloudy, scattered showers today, low 80s. Tonight, upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, low 80s. Rain on Sunday. Right now, 71 and cloudy in the city, 70 in Glen Burnie. Time for our Loser of the Week nominees. First up, Bonnie Watson Coleman of New Jersey, what she had to say to Russ Vogt about President Trump.
Because if we wanted to eliminate abuse and fraud, we'd eliminate the President of the United States from the office right now and the rest of the sycophants in his administration that are allowing him to do so many illegal things.
You sure you want to say that? In the current environment, eliminate the President from the office right now. Our second nominee is New York Slimes columnist Thomas Friedman, who has kind of got mixed feelings about who should win in the Iran versus United States Operation Epic Fury.
Yeah, I find myself, Michael, in a situation where I really want to see Iran defeated militarily, because this regime is a terrible regime for its people in the region, and nothing would improve the region more than the replacement of this regime with a regime in Iran that was focused on enabling its people to realize their full potential and integrating peacefully with other countries and stop occupying Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. So I'm all for that. The problem is I really don't want to see Bibi Netanyahu or Donald Trump politically strengthened by this war, because they are two awful human beings. They're both engaged in anti-democratic projects in their own countries. They're both alleged crooks. They are terrible, terrible people doing terrible things to America's standing in the world and Israel's standing in the world. And so I really find myself torn. I want to see Iran militarily defeated, but I do not want to see these two terrible people strengthened.
New York Times columnist, the old gray lady, turning over in her grave, Thomas Friedman. Finally, Hassan Piker is a podcaster and left-wing influencer who became the unofficial spokesman for the Bernie AOC wing of the Democrat Party. He's openly communist. He once said America deserved 9/11. Recently, he spoke at Yale University and talked about bringing down the American empire.
The fall of the USSR was one of the greatest catastrophes of the 20th century. Just wait. Listen, maybe you'll agree. Not only was there incalculable harm done to every single country under its banner, child prostitution, skyrocketing suicide rates, life expectancy plummeting, but America was no longer contested around the globe. And it is precisely because of the end to that multipolarity that we saw accelerated neoliberalism that is devastating every Western nation right now. Unlimited and unchecked greed. Our successes are leading to our own demise and the demise and collapse of the liberal system. The U.S. has produced disaster after disaster after disaster.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say that the U.S. and the U.S. empire and that the superpower has to be removed from the world stage. So there you have it, our nominees, Bonnie Watson Coleman, must eliminate the president, Thomas Friedman, confused. He's a little conflicted about whether, you know, maybe Iran should win. He doesn't want to see Trump and Bibi get the credit, and Hassan Piker, who by the way, is just an awful human being. So you can vote at AM680 at WCBM.com, and or text using the WCBM mobile app as to who you think the loser of the week should be. And we'll announce the results on Monday's Casey and Company. You know, I'll tell you my thoughts as well on Monday as to, I think, the ultimate loser there. Because, again, you've got three good nominees there. But we have to make sure that we call them out whenever we run into these individuals. All right, that is going to do it for us. Kim Klasick is off today. She is going to have guest host in. Jennifer Charlton is going to join us. She is has a show on the weekends over WFMD in Frederick, Maryland. And, of course, she has long been plugged in, connected to politics here in the state of Maryland at a lot of different levels. So you, I'm sure she has. I know Chris Papps is going to be on today with Jim. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be a fascinating show for the next 3 hours. We invite you to stay there. And then we're going to be back bright and early on Monday morning right here at 6 a.m. on WCBM. Thanks for your calls, comments, emails, and texts. Have a great weekend. See you Monday. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.